Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
I'm on this motherfucker. We on.
We're
I'm working good.
We're
loud and clear. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
So,
yeah. That's how I sound like when Jig went away from us. It sounded just like that.
Hell yeah. Is that how it sounds, Meatball?
Yeah, it sounds
like
that.
Hey, man, we got to get a lot. We got people on. We got a lot of slow pay didn't happen this week. Running the damn show. It's some open tabs. We're trying to figure out why. Hold on 1 second.
Lord, have mercy. If we still on the show, then what are we doing, man?
I'm back. Hello?
Well, Dubar, if we still on the show, Dubar.
All these motherfucking tabs.
Before we,
I should open up all these motherfucking.
Hold on, Will. Hold on. Before we get into anything.
Who is that?
Miss Meatball. Before we get into anything, I'd like to send a, you know, make sure them boys, all right, them boys did have some wrecks over the weekend, James Black and Bug and Stutterbug.
Right.
The boys did walk away. They did go home. That's all that matters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They did. That's the thing about it. I think that car Bug was driving didn't have a roll cage in it, so he probably a little bit a little banged up, but you know, glad he walked
I'm
away.
Glad
he had
boys
no
all right,
real
man.
Injury. But you know what? I sit back and think about the shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying, Meatball? I wonder, is it when the track, like you know how Jimmy Brad, what was that, Jimmy Bradshaw, the dude that race, what's his name? That his name? Does
yeah.
it kind of hurt the event when you make the track too good? You know, everybody wants this killer track. But everybody's cars ain't set up for no killer track. You understand what I'm saying? So motherfuckers going in the wheel.
That ain't his
and
problem.
Yeah, but as a promoter. Yeah. When you make the track too motherfucking good, you got motherfuckers going to blow re-ends up. You got motherfuckers gonna keep going up in the air, going to the wall, smacking the wall. If you don't make the track as tight as it was, you might not have that problem. Because you might leave, I'm just gonna say, for example, you go to 41 or go to Milan with a drag radio on, you come to that bitch, your shit go straight to the moon. You ain't ready for it because they never did that before. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, they will. Well, I know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But, hey, we do got to get Young Money on the phone, Jig. You know what I'm saying? They got to talk about
Young
it. You
Money,
know what I'm saying?
They put
Ride or Die in the chokehold. They choked us out. But.
Skip took a lot of innocent motherfuckers down with
him. I can't say he took a lot. I say the crew went down for sure.
The crew went down,
yeah. But Will, you know how when you watch the movie and then you be like, and then somebody tell you about something and then you be like, well, I got to go watch it again. You ever see? Skip said he got to watch that movie again at 42.
I don't believe that. You can't make me believe Skip on that point. Get him on. That man must be glutton for punishment. I know he a boxer and all that shit. Hold on, let me get you in there. Somebody else called. I know the man is a boxer and everything and do all that, but he's glutton for punishment. He won't punish.
I just talked to him. He said he wanted to eat. Hey, man, Lonnie. He said he want to get up there. So they going to get their race off.
There you go, Street King. I told you, Street King. They said they're going to try it again one more time.
One more. They're going to
play
one more.
Black got back up there. He knocked us out.
Uh-huh.
He got back and tried again.
Uh-huh.
We tapped out now. We said we can't beat him.
Oh, James Black tapped out.
Yeah, he tapped out. He beat us twice now.
So
he just
got to feel that pain one more time.
Knock me down again.
We need to get Skip to go and hear that from his own mouth.
He said he going, Lil Will. He said it will be back
up
there.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
Now I got one question.
He ain't have his shit together either.
Was there any throttle stoppers on at the track on Saturday? Or Friday or Saturday? Did anybody have a throttle stopper?
Friday, they said the motherfucker screen broke. And Saturday, it was number one grudge race Saturday. So you know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah, you know it. It'd be 20 grudge races. One gonna get off out of 20.
Okay.
One grudge race.
And one get off.
I mean, that was Skip and Jig and Cootie. That just happened.
Ryan just wanted to follow him. Ryan said, I don't want to see that picture no more. I'm good. <laughs> I'm going to ask you, I don't got no business fucking with that. I hold on now. Because I ain't got no business fucking with that. I don't know why. I've been all on it. He really did. I've been on the internet. They got Jig, Car, they talking about AP, was that AP, was that Bony and them? They kind of sized him up with a car, with a cash app and all. Boy, you know, somebody need to get Jig on because now he got a bulls on his back.
Oh, yeah, we already knew that, though. But that's what they're trying to put together, so they go outside. Just say he's going to get together down there, like everybody else did. I mean, and when they ran, we ran for a good spot with Skip. Nobody's putting together for no 8.5 miles. We knew it. I mean, we just tried something. See, the side bets was more than the damn pot. All the motherfuckers up. Y'all took Stutterbug down with y'all, though, I'll tell you that much. And he saw the picture. He's like, Jig riding. He was riding on Saturday when he said this shit. I said, you went right back up there and bet another way. You just seen that bitch come through here. You like, Jig riding. I guess he wasn't riding big enough to beat Skip, though. He sure bet it. Fucked him up. That motherfucker, I think he just bet it because he was fucked up from his car, man. You know, he running his right man, so I did give him a pass on it. Cause he was fucked up. He fucked up about that. That's all he was talking about. I fucked up. I fucked up. I said, yeah, Stutterbug, you fucked up. Come on, you ain't had no lights on, man. You don't have no business in that seat. When I get to that point, I'm getting the fuck out.
Man, they said that man left there. He went to second. He went to third. He got to the eighth.
They said he got past
a quarter mile, and he was still riding. He said the car was on the pass. He said when he looked up, He knew it was too late. They said he hit the brakes and locked it up. All they saw was
locked up.
Metal and
hydro.
Dang.
Yeah, he know he fucked up.
He was intending to go to the quarter mile?
He was saying it just came real fast and it felt good. You know how you feel someone that tell you to go to the 330 and you just got to pull that gear and just get that and get keep going? That's what he did. He admitted it. He said it. He's like, man, it felt good, man. I ain't going to lie. It felt good.
The motherfucker say he forgot he was going to the eighth.
When he hit that wall.
He said he forgot he was going to the eighth. And then he said when he got to the quarter, he said that motherfucker was on a pass. He said by the time he got out of it and looked up, he hit the brakes. It was Hail Mary down there.
And he was so fucked up, Will. He wanted that time slip so bad. I mean, I said, man, go to the tower. They'll give it to you. They came and gave it to the morning. They walked over there and was like, who wants the time to you? I said, that guy over there with that tour car. He had it, too. He gave it to him. I said, you know, they ain't never the eighth of a mile.
That he wanted that ticket.
He wanted that ticket.
Lord have mercy.
Boy, I'm going to tell you one thing. Leon said when he lined Stutterbug up because wasn't nobody there but him and his girl. He said Stutterbug left there, knocked the tower. Leon, he bagged up. Leon said,
yep.
Knock it down, man. Knock it down to about 800.
Twice. He knocked
Stutterbug
it off twice.
Knocked it down to, he said Stutterbug knocked it down to 800. He said when Stutterbug left there, he said the wheel came up about 3 inches in the air and Stutterbug went down through there, boy. Leon said, get out of it. And next thing you know, you saw metal and smoke and parts going everywhere down there.
Hey, Pine, you remember when Skip and Nappy ran? Nappy did the same shit with the sandbox.
Yep.
Nappy went right in the sandbox. He said, man, it felt good. But, you know, he panicked. You panicked at the end and locked the brakes up. He didn't cut the wheel, though. He slid right in the box.
Shoot did the same thing at 42 when he said the car was feeling good to him. He made it past in the Wesley. And he went down there and tore, hit the wall. You said that bitch was feeling good.
He saved it and got back in. He saved a bit and got back in. I can't believe he did. That's, what the fuck? Well, he's the owner of it.
Okay, now. So what did Ride or Die go this weekend? What's y'all record this weekend, Pan?
1-1.
Okay. What about Young Money? What y'all go, Street King?
Oh, we went 1-1. No, we went 2-1. No, 1-2. We won 1 and we lost 2. I paid the punk out, you know, with that money coming.
Oh, Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar.
Lamar. So Pat, you gotta let the callers know. We gotta get these guys in, man. We gotta get the main event guys. Where the hell is they at? I got to get them guys in. I'm gonna pull them on in. You know, I'm on this motherfucker. So I'm gonna pull their ass on in. We got to have the main event guys tell the story. You know what I'm saying? I got to hear the story.
I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit that horn for Jig when he whooped Skip and hit that horn when Lonnie whooped Quarantine. I need you to hit that horn twice.
You got
to
get Skip on. You got to get Skip on, though. I got to let him hear that horn. Is that what he heard when Lil Bryce shoved that motherfucking high gear?
Pull that off
is
the
that
frame.
What he heard?
Pull
he
out the frame.
He just can't do it. I need him to feel
pull that hook out the frame. It's in the frame right there at the bottom. Front of the tire.
No.
What y'all unloading Quarantine?
No, my car. I put it in the building. I had to go to the casino. I just got back. The casino.
Dang. So you left
right back
the
down
casino?
There. I was at Gun Lake. I didn't get home to 3:30, took a shower, and went right to, we had to be out at Burger King for a bus ride to the casino. I had signed up. Hey, somebody was doing a trip and they didn't have a seat still, so. I went on down there.
Just went on, hopped in.
Went right back to the track, right down the street from Trey, Gun Lake. I said, yeah, I got to be a stupid motherfucker. I could have just stayed
there. I got a phone call. I say the motherfuckers bet on ass. I got all the type
God
of shit this weekend. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Motherfucker was slow paying. Motherfuckers betting on ass. Motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
They say a lot of shit was going on. Motherfuckers doing all type of, man, we going to let these guys talk about it, man. A lot of
who
shit went on. A lot of bets got called off. A lot of bets got called the fuck off. All type of shit.
Hey, Will, we got a Willie B. People betting on booty, all that. We got Gary Wells. I guess it's some kind of confusion with Gary Wells and Gig. And then
what was Gary Wells talking about, man? What are you talking about?
I don't know. We got
Gary said one of the Young Money guys went over there and locked him in. And when it was time for him to get up there, they didn't want to pay no punk out. So that's what I heard he was supposed to say.
Who the hell did some shit like that?
And he said a Young Money member?
From over at
He said over there in Young Money camp.
In an anthrax camp or some pit or whatever. Or some bullshit. I don't know, man. There's a lot of bullshit going on. Then you got Ryan Brown. He put up a saying the man that he's been chasing this man all over the track.
He put a picture of G's car, Street King, standing up in the living room with your good sweater on, your car, and he got Zay picture up.
I just got a picture of him, he got a punk out.
I thought Zay drooled on him all week and they won't do nothing. I could have sworn that.
We gotta get some people on, man.
I saw the post on Facebook about it.
He said,
"Talk to me." He said, "All this
shit."
I saw
that
going on around this motherfucker.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff going on. That's what it is. Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna say? Who's betting on ass though?
Man, they say a lot of guys bet on ass and left that motherfucker on. Now the only motherfucker I know ever done that before, and it wasn't even him this time. His last name was Walker. That's the only nigga I ever know pulled that before. But he didn't pull it this time. So, you know, he a changed young man. They said. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
There you go.
Carly, your number's open. Who was that? 1516. Who was that?
That's me.
Who was that?
Yo.
Oh, that's Flop.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Flop.
Hey, Flop.
Who said they was chasing me all week?
I did.
On the post? No.
Ain't no motherfucker been chasing me because I don't run. I don't run for nobody.
I seen a post. I didn't say he chased me. I said it's a post up. I'm about to go screenshot it. Let me see.
That's not what you said. I heard you, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I know what I said. I said it's a post on Facebook. Look at that comment. Explain to this motherfucker. I was there, ready to go. He still got his head up his ass from motherfucking Cootie, man. He can't hear. Tell him to clean his ears out with a Q-tip. What I say, Duval?
If I said something wrong, I apologize. Stop paying punk out. Punk out, King. You ain't the freaking king no more. You paid him too.
What the fuck you mean?
I ain't paid none this year. Hey, matter of fact,
you gave a whole fucking punk out.
Have I got this year? Shut up. Look, matter of fact, I got one. What's that? What's your race team name? YMR?
Hold on, I'm looking for it. I'm on what's the name right now. Let me look. Matter of fact, let me get Zay on here. Let me see. I'm gonna go straight to the store. Ain't no punk ass nigga. I'll get the nigga on here. Let me see. Let me see. Zay.
Yeah, but won't you get two up there?
Alright.
Won't you get your ass up there?
Hey Ryan, sound like you're partying and having a good time.
Hey, here goes Zay right here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 219-6142.
You said I'm looking for this guy right here. It was Ryan's car, and you said talk to me. Is that what's on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I told you, Cootie got your ass. He put your ass so far up in you, boy. You don't know if you got two asses and one nut, motherfucker. Come on, I'm saying something wrong. I told you this motherfucker's stupid, man.
stupid as fuck. It's okay, just, man. Look, go in the bathtub and hold your nose and go up in the water and blow your heart, and your eardrums will come back out. Motherfucker. Talk to me. He goes, Zay, nah. Say that shit you just said. He wasn't looking for you. You don't run from nobody. Nigga, you had Leon. Okay, that's the only motherfucker you could beat at the track. That's the only person he wanted was Leon. That's the only motherfucker this nigga wanted, man. Nah, he just ran off the phone and shit. Motherfucker ran off the phone and shit.
Wow, man.
Ryan
ain't
fucking with me.
Ryan ain't gonna
run off
that.
Hey, little
real. American.
Go ahead.
I ain't never put a good question. Why y'all tell nobody that the Walmart's closed down up in Michigan?
Oh, they got another slow pay? Man,
no Walmart's
slow pay going on, Flo.
A lot of Walmart shit.
No.
Who said Walmart closed down? I just rolled by one. Shit. They still open?
Okay.
Now, if you get a motherfucking Perry Drugs, I'm going to say, yeah, they closed down in Burger King.
No. I'm talking about Walmart, sir, where they do Walmart to Walmart money transfers.
Oh,
good
God.
Oh, so you trying to tell me
shit.
Another motherfucker on this slow pay? Is that what you trying to tell me, Clark?
Well, I don't know. They said they have Zelle. I don't have any of those. But had I lost, I was prepared to do whatever I had to do, Walmart to Walmart. If I had to have a friend with Zelle or something to send it, and I paid him.
Dang.
If I had to,
I got a lot of noise
you
in
know,
the background.
First class
with all Zelle, that
I ain't gonna mute. No, I'm taking these rants down. That's me. I go mute. But tell, what's his name? I'm right here, though. That motherfucking shitty nose man. He's shitty nose right now.
That's a damn shame. But you trying to say Big House. I think
hey,
that's
Will,
what you're talking about.
Hey, Will.
Go
was
ahead.
You on the
yes,
phone with Ryan came in before I go on mute? Because I'm taking my car to check. Hey, look. When Ryan was on his phone, he told Cootie, don't bring that raggedy ass 20s and shit over there. I don't take them. So he already knew he locked in. You remember he said that on the phone? He said, I'm coming with all blue. And they got that money, and I went right over to the Cootie and them, and the DP man was Jerry. I say, where them niggas money at? I was on some bullshit. I said, where them niggas money at? They pulled it out. It was a wad of motherfucking 20s going the wrong way, half toe up, take together and shit. Man, the
hey,
money
you
like this shit was
I can't
mud.
Hey, you the motherfucking lie.
You lying to me, motherfucker. Get Cootie on here. Get Cootie
hey,
on here. If
hey,
I'm lying, I'm flying. If, the,
hey,
if it is, your team
and
took all your money.
To you. You look like
they
trade
your money out. I know.
Hey.
You was a monkey last the other night,
hey,
motherfucker. In those staging lanes, you put
hey,
your head down. God
when
damn
I,
it. And your hands are dragging
you
around,
you
motherfucker,
like
walking away. Yeah, I know. I can take it.
Yeah.
But you a slow motherfucking
like
monkey.
Walking your fucking
you got
knuckles.
Your ass tore out of frame.
Fucking monkey.
Yeah. Hey, I'd rather be walking on my knuckles than dragging my ass around from being fucked up from Cootie from Michigan.
Yeah, but
and you declared
what?
This war.
You
your
get
whole
up
shit jump off your team, nigga.
With me.
Your whole shit did.
I own
they
you.
Tell you not to do this shit and you don't do it.
I own
with
you.
That little 302.
I own you.
You can't own me. Man, Cootie on your ass,
owned.
Nigga. I'm going to talk to Cootie.
I own you.
I'm going to talk to Cootie. I'm going to talk to Cootie, motherfucker.
No,
Cootie
I want to talk to
motherfucking
King.
Pops. You can't talk to me. I don't even want to race you now. Cootie beat the ass with a Ford.
I bet you
know he got
don't.
A Ford motor in that bitch.
You
know he got a Ford motor in that motherfucker, right?
And next time I want you to be the water boy for my crew.
Man, you
not
was
right.
The water boy
I got
for Chris crew then, so you know how to do
look,
that already.
I would never, in all my racing crew, I would never pay
boy.
Somebody like a Jeremiah lockup.
Who paid Jeremiah lockup? No, I never raced
like
Jeremiah. Get your shit together. You,
hey,
don't, even come, you don't even come to the race
you
track, gotta, man. You so fucked up. Cootie got you so fucked up right now. You probably can't buy champagne for the next 3 weeks because you lost
you
all the money because you told
mod.
Me you're putting the whole money up.
You
said you're putting the whole money up.
Hey, you got a pro mod. Hey, and then tell everybody that man you locked in for Tate Race. 5 on 2500. Tell everybody that.
We ain't locked in for shit.
Yeah,
we ain't
did.
Locked in for shit, motherfucker.
I
no,
have to
didn't.
Have stock.
No, you didn't.
I said I ain't
locking you in because you're going to be mad if I tell you you got too many holes under the back and you're going
to
lose.
No, but I should have started suspension.
No, you don't. That's why I said I ain't going to lock you in. You're going to do the same shit, and then you're going to want to fight. Hit me with the butt of your gun. You're going to hit me with the butt of your gun.
No, I'm not. I'm not going
to
do it.
We're going to have to hold it.
I own you. I don't have to do it. You just going to do what I tell you to do, boy.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be
able
to get it off.
You talked about something for a long time. And I see the other guy on there. Now, you know, we talked a lot of shit from the beginning. This shit been going on 4 months. So I got to give you, we got to talk to you for a month. About 4 months, y'all talked about something. Y'all went back and forth. Back and forth. They say you's a fool, you's a jackass, you's a dummy. You gonna lose your money. Ain't no way in the hell they gonna lose you. But you didn't hold back on the guys. You actually went back to their ass and said, "You motherfuckers will never beat me. Y'all can't do nothing with me." And the motherfuckers didn't believe you. So after that win like came on, was it a sense of relief or you said, "Damn, I finally got that shit done"? What came up when the win came up?
No, you know what? I deserve a rematch. I didn't beat them bad enough.
You want a rematch? Okay.
I didn't gap them enough. I'm dissatisfied. I didn't gap them like I thought I was. I thought I was going to put a freight train on them, but I didn't. I want a rematch.
So you thought you want a rematch. Okay.
I want a rematch.
I noticed So you want a rematch. So you wasn't really happy when you seen that light come up.
I wasn't. I want a rematch, man.
So it was basically like a boxing match, and you won by decision. You wanted a TKO. You wanted to knock the motherfucker out, but you won.
No. I knocked him out, but I didn't knock him out as fast as I didn't knock him out with the first punch.
Oh, you want?
I normally knock the motherfucker out with the first punch.
Okay.
But see, he went the first round, then I knocked him out.
Yeah. I seen old Preacher Boy.
Well, no, that was just,
Preacher Boy.
That was just
huh?
No, that was just some distance. You know, that's all of what it was. It's you know, his tuna, the whole West Side, all of them look like a bag of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I knew I was gonna win when I seen Puerto Rican Pete lining them up.
I can lose like
Cootie. I had no business going out there with him. That man fucked me up, and I'm still daydreaming about him. But what I can say is, Westside never got no money in mind. They never beat me.
Puerto Rican people out in the hood, cotton on good.
Oh, shit. No, he didn't say that. He said the reeking under there is no everything leaking. Hey,
Lord, how much? Don't do that, y'all. Y'all do it, y'all almighty.
Hey, now hold on. You know I fucked them guys up for a nickel. See, they always talking about I'm steady getting that shit back slowly but surely, and it's fun to me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody say you got to be a motherfucking fool, Lil Will, to bet with Ryan. You got to be a fool,
Lil Will. Did I tell you? Did I do what I say I was gonna do?
Yeah, you did what you said you were gonna do, man. You did say you did that. You did what you said you were gonna do. You ain't and look, you had fucking Skin helping you out working on the car. Now anybody know in the world, no Skin don't know the 916
over there. Next time Leon run, Tate and Skin gonna go over there and tune his car.
God almighty.
Yeah. Y'all didn't see that, did y'all? Look at me taking his skin over there, tuning on the car. Beat the hell out of those people, man.
They say the phone echoing, right? Is it echoing, y'all? What? Who like, you a speakerphone, right? Bobby Cole says echoing. Meatball, how we sound? Pine, how we sound?
Ain't nobody echoing. We sound good. Goddamn, we gotta get Uncle Bobby on. Goddamn it, Uncle Bobby done put some work
that,
in.
Uncle Bobby just called me. He said a motherfucking phone echoing. He got that cricket ass service. He's talking about. Oh, he got a cricket. Hey. He said it sounds like it echo.
Good God.
Ain't nobody here.
Hey man.
Hey.
Now Ryan, when you whooped the man.
Hey, they didn't flew. Hey, look, hold on. They didn't flew. They flew a tuna in. They paid for his room. He missed his son's graduation. I got to get his son a graduation present. I really do.
Are you serious, man?
Yeah.
No, we ain't going to say that. No, Bruce, all right. Hey, I don't know. We don't know about that, Ryan. Let's leave that alone.
Hey, we got Red Lobster right now.
Hey.
Keep the water coming. Keep the water coming and fresh biscuits on the table.
So you say Leon can't go to Red Lobster. How long when the next day he'll be to go to Red Lobster, y'all?
I got the Red Lobster money.
What about them chocolate chip cookies and that caramel cake? Did he eat that or what? Tell me. He said he went to go pick up that cake now, that caramel cake.
Hey, on my way back to Chicago, I threw that shit out the window, man. I don't eat that shit.
Good God Almighty.
Hey,
now, after all that,
what up?
Did the man,
I got a question for you.
Come on with it.
You know, I'm asking you because you got a Camaro. I got a Camaro. And it went left in Holly Springs and hit some cones. And now I see a third Gen Camaro go left and head toward the center line and all this shit. I'm trying to find out, is this just a problem with the Camaros or what? Do you have any problems with your car going left? Because I think they tend to wander to the left a little bit. I did find a problem with mine, though.
Yeah, well, mine went to the right. Yeah, damn shit.
Okay. So it's probably some driver error then somewhere. Okay, that's all. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That shit went to the moon. Hey, this shit went to the moon too. Zay, would you expect that motherfucker to come up that fast like that? It seemed like that.
Oh,
I ain't
no
driver. That motherfucker, them like, it's like y'all can't catch that shit.
That motherfucker was doing the one wheel motion up there. Shit.
Did you hurt anything or you got skis on you good? Cause that bitch went to the moon.
The skis was saved it. I ain't even make no mess or none of that. No leak.
Okay. All right, I got you. That's good that you ain't messed it up. Cause that bitch slapped out hard in the motherfucker.
It messed the wishbone up being on one wheel like that in the air. You know what I'm saying? The wishbone mount.
Okay.
It twisted that motherfucker.
Okay. Somebody just come in with a lot of noise. Who there with a lot of noise now?
Somebody had a party.
6195. Somebody partying on the Sunday night.
That percolator.
Ain't got
I heard
no
that
job.
Percolator on that wheel. They had a party, goddamn.
Hey, these niggas ain't got no
jobs.
These niggas.
That's me. Well, I'm partying with Leica Leon Money. We over here partying today.
Hey, now.
We at Red Lobster.
Did the man
come get you a free dinner?
Wow,
man. After all the animosity, did y'all shake hands afterward and say good Ray? Or is it still a little animosity?
Yeah, but
I need to know that.
I'm telling you, I want a rematch, man. I ain't beat him like I want to beat him. I want to stress him out. I ain't gap him enough. I want a rematch, man.
So where you want to get the rematch at? You the winner, so you get the pick. Where you want to do it at?
Either we can do it at Take Race.
Hey, hold on.
I'll come
ride
the trailer. And he can take till he breaks. And I'll pay for it. You know what? I'm going to tune this car for him.
You going to do what?
I'm going to tune this car for him.
Hey, Leon, we need you to come out. Do you want me to come out there and grab you, Leon? But I can see you on there, Leon. Come on out. Come on out, Bo.
Hey.
You know, I'm running the board now. It's a one-man show. Come on out.
Hey, LaWheel.
I come grab you. Go ahead.
Hey, Will.
yeah.
June 2nd, June 3rd, Midwest Madness.
Go on mute, whoever got the background noise. That's Ryan. Ryan, go on mute for a second. Go ahead, cut.
June 2nd, June 3rd. Somebody said echo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, somebody said echo.
Love.
I'm gonna do like dog. Do y'all want me to go through and close up all the mics, or y'all gonna go on mute?
That ain't me. I'm putting it on mute. I'm gonna put it back on mute.
Go ahead. June 2nd and June 3rd.
June 2nd, June 3rd. Peacemaker Motorsports. It's in Ohio. It's like 20 minutes away from Columbus, Ohio. Midwest Madness. We got the all steel, all glass G body shootout. 8,000 to win.
Uh-huh.
We got 28. Anything on 28, 2,500 to win. The new track,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Got a new owner. He redid the whole track.
Mm-hmm.
We got Matt. We got Brandy Mass coming there on Thursday. You can come test Thursday. You know, that motherfucker going to be sticky as hell.
Hey, cut. Now that,
what up,
now that all glass G-body that we're doing, is that based on the car count or how we doing?
It's based on a 16-car field for $8,000. It could be Pro Charge,
okay.
Nitrous, whatever.
Okay, now what about the anything
cars,
on 28?
Anything
what's
on 28, no minimal car count.
Okay.
Now, what's the name of this track again? Because I didn't hear it.
Peacemaker Outlaw Motorsports. It's in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Peacemaker?
Pacemakers. Yeah,
Pacemaker. Outlaw.
Vernon,
okay,
Ohio.
And it's how far? You say it's near Columbus, Ohio?
Yep. It's between Dragway 42. Hear me?
Dragway 42 and what else?
It's between Dragway 42 and Columbus, Ohio.
So, I mean, how long does it take to get there? A couple hours from Detroit?
From downtown Detroit, it takes like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay. 2 hours and 45. Okay. All right. So this is something, it's called Pacemakers. Okay. Pacemakers Outlaw Motorsports.
Pacemaker Outlaw Motorsports. Yeah.
Mount Vernon,
okay.
Ohio.
Yep.
Okay. When is they race? They win your race?
That's the race he's talking about, sir. June 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Will. If it rains one of those days, you got Sunday for the makeup day. So basically, we're there from Thursday to Sunday. No curfew.
Oh, okay. No curfew.
Testing Thursday at, I think you go hot at 5:30 or something. 5 or 5:30. I'm going to post it up tomorrow.
Okay. All right. We'll be looking out for it. We'll be looking out
for it.
Yeah,
Cook. You also got to tell them, Cook, who running the shootouts and who doing the grudge lane and who getting them cars up to the station in that water box.
You got the North Godfather himself. Fine. And you got motherfucking the hype man of the LeCarl.
So y'all trying to tell me y'all got a little car in Pine getting some cheese and running.
Hey, they do a good job. So what?
They do a good job, huh? So you saying Pine is the best
team
up north?
Can we get Leon on here? I want a rematch.
Let me
you got a
Leon,
grudge
get
race or whatever.
I'm
gonna
pull
you
out the water, Leon. Let me grab him out there.
I want to rematch.
What I missed, Lil Will.
I want to rematch.
Just on here, telling them about the race June 2nd and 3rd. You know,
June 2nd, 3rd.
Leon, bring your ass home, Leon. Come on, you open, Leon.
Ryan want a rematch. Ryan want to relock Leon, and he want a rematch.
Leon,
you have
been summoned.
Shut up, man. Well, hey, Will. Hey, Ryan.
Get on there.
You was being good.
Yep.
Hey, Ryan, you was being good at the track, man. I already told you I want to read that when I get my car fixed. Don't get on this phone acting like that. You
no, I
want to.
But Leon. Leon, I want a rematch.
We're not going to rematch that tape race.
Get on
the tape race. We can go to Martin, Michigan, and we can go back. We'll go to Miami, Michigan. I ain't going to no steal out of bounds.
Leon, I beat you. You can't tell me where to go.
Well, you
I beat
you. One then.
Get on there, Leon.
A rematch.
June 2nd, June 3rd, baby. Come on.
You ain't going to get it.
I want a rematch.
I
didn't beat you bad enough.
I know. You know why you beat me. You won, right? I ain't taking that. You won. You won that race.
But what? But
I ain't going no doubt.
Why you
want to
give me a rematch?
You got what?
But why you
want to
give me a rematch?
North. You got it. You're going to race up north.
No, I'm going to race
down
there.
Well,
somebody on speakerphone,
y'all. You'll never race me back.
Why not? Leon, you want me to tune your car for you?
Hey, Ryan,
you want me, kid,
to
take
you
to tune
hey,
your
Ryan.
Car?
Ryan, I'm not doing you what you're doing now, because if you really want me to go there, I go there with that tune.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, go
don't
there.
Do that.
No, go there.
I ain't got, I'm not, I don't
hold back.
You want, listen, I ain't going to show no show. You beat me. If you want a rematch, I'll bring you back at Martin, Michigan. Miami, Michigan, or 41, or Union Grove, any of them tracks, I ain't going down south to race you. So you figure out where you want to go. That's it. That's all.
Well, I'll beat you. How do you?
It don't matter.
See, if you would have beat me, I would go anywhere you want
y'all,
me to go.
Hey, Will,
I'll beat
you.
You
got to show. I just named all them tracks. He won't agree that. That's where he's going to get me at. He ain't going to get me down south. We ain't
okay, what about that one Cut and Zay Ray? What about Cut
hey,
and Zay
Will,
Ray?
Hey, Will, I'm not going way over there. I'm not going way over there. I like
I'll
I
go there.
At, be honest. I like
hey,
where I got whooped at.
I'll go there.
Whoop me there where I got at.
Hey,
I'll
go up there to Zay Ray. You want to lock it? Hey, where's Zay or Cut?
Hey.
Where are they at? Those are the races.
Those
I'm
are
right
the
here.
Races track I'm going to go to.
Hey, Cut.
Those race tracks.
Cut. Can you put $300 of gas money on top of our pot?
If Leon get that, I will do it myself. This is see that race again.
Okay. I know.
Cut
is a good honest man, and I believe what he say when he beat me. I paid him, and he didn't say nothing. He asked me, I need gas money to get back home.
I put $200 on top of his $300, make it $500. Come on.
That's $500.
Look,
oh,
yeah,
shit,
Matter of fact,
where you
hey,
go?
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna go on mute, and I'm gonna stay over. That's y'all had y'all glory. I done named all the racetracks that he want to rematch at. If he want me, that's where he got to get me at. If he don't get me at one of those, I can't let the race him. You beat me out of 3,500. Dude, he done beat your motherfucker out of way more than what I did, so I ain't mad. And I'm on my way
no,
to Red
Lobster
right now.
No, but you need to talk,
right
you need
now,
to talk about, see, don't,
so,
no, but
hey,
don't,
hey,
don't,
Will,
hold on,
if
hold
you
on.
Go run your show, what tell that you? Man where I want to race at. If you don't want to race where I want to race at, have a nice day. I ain't going nowhere else but them places right there. That's it.
No, we're
going
to go up to, what's that, what y'all call, Ohio? That's what we're going to go to. That's what I want to go
Mount
to.
Mount Vernon.
And they go.
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. That's what we're going to go to. And you could tell them like you told
Leon
you could tell them, hey Zay, where's Zay at? I want to ask Zay something, cause I want to ask Zay something. Well,
I'm right here.
Look, Will, look, if Leon asks y'all not to prep one lane, y'all won't prep it, will you?
Oh, we'll do whatever we want us to do.
So why is it a problem?
Whatever you want.
Hey man,
to
look,
do.
Look. Look, the West Side ain't never beat me in their motherfucking life. Never beat me.
Ooh,
nobody from
God,
the West Side ever got my, none of my goddamn
Dang.
Money. Not one of them.
Oh, shit.
I'll run straight through the whole motherfucking West Side from the top to the bottom. I don't give a
Damn.
Fuck who you are. From the top to the bottom, I'll
Damn.
Run through the whole goddamn
Damn.
West Side.
The whole West Side.
Hey, Pine, text me Freddie. Text me Freddie Mayne number.
Y'all confirm that Leon not coming down south? That way I can draw on him and look good if he ain't coming down here.
Did Three
Lugs
anything to you, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, Three Lugs, my gosh. See, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. You know what I love about Three Lugs? Three Lugs don't never, he don't care one way. He don't get in the middle of nothing. You get what I'm saying? He my friend and he Leon friend. He just went down with the West Side. He was the innocent bystander, that's all. Hey, they were scraping the bottom of their goddamn bucket. They couldn't get no more money up, man. They damn near about to pay with pennies and nickels, man.
Somebody give me Freddie Mayne number
no more money up there.
Mr. B.
Hey, look. When they came around, they seen me. Nobody wanted to talk to me no more. I said, where did our friendship go? Only person, Leon, he shook my hand, and I commend him for that. Commend Leon, we always could be boys. But everybody else from the West Side, you know, they was mad. I want to know, this is what I want to do. I want to get some investigation going on. I want to know how much did Leon put in the pot. That's what I want to know. How much did he put in the pot?
Oh, shit. Because
everybody else was.
Now, y'all know what
everybody
else
was
fire now.
Look, and you know what? Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at Tate. Tate told me. He said, I want my motherfucking hotel money back. I said, how much was it? I said, you will get that. You will get that back times ten. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You get that back times ten. I had to get a man. So Leon, you actually owe me now. You still owe me. I paid the hotel. I paid for the hotel.
Dang.
You owe me.
Yeah. Damn, leaking.
Like
look,
that.
Leaking that man.
I'm trying to figure out. Look. I'm trying to figure out why do we have to wait? See, this is why I'm talking so much shit. Because we were there Thursday, right? And I told them, I said, let's get this on right now. Three Lugs said, y'all want to come around the trailer? I said, yeah. He said, I'm gonna go over there and talk to the man and ask him. Three Lugs came back over there. He said. I got to take, he say, now he ain't going to be able to do it today because he got to take his son to the graduation. 5 hours later, Leon was still there. So I don't know if the son graduated or not. But why we couldn't do it Thursday? See,
dang.
I don't play these type of games. You get what I'm saying? And I did
right,
it. Look,
right.
And I got to say that Leon told me, he said, we're going to come rob the trailer. I did exactly what that motherfucker told me to do. I came rob the goddamn trailer. And went down there and beat the hell out of it. They gave
the
break.
You went off the trailer with Mr. Off the Trailer. Leon is a.k.a.
Look, right after Mr. Off the Trailer. Look, but he made us go. I told Leon, I said, man, you want to run some cars down through there? You know what this motherfucker told me? No, we going to be the first two. I said, okay, Tate. See, don't blame me. Blame Tate. You get what I'm saying? See, Tate hired me. See, that's what y'all didn't know. He hired me to whoop y'all motherfuckers. He hired me.
Mm-hmm.
He paying me to do my job. Don't get mad at me. I'm just a hired assassin. You know?
Dang.
But look, I'm taking all the challenges from the West Side. I'm with Vaughn. I'm going to relieve Vaughn. Vaughn, you sit your tail down. I'm going to fuck up the whole goddamn West Side.
Hold on, we're gonna call Lee.
I'm taking all challenges.
Talking about the West Side. Talking about the motherfucking West Side.
Hey, look, hold on. Look, somebody named the top dogs from the West Side. There's one person.
Hold on, we about to call one. Hold on. Let's call this motherfucker.
Who is he?
Let's call him. We're gonna call one of the West Side. Can y'all hear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is that on there? So what, Zay? You know, I got to say this. Zay, you, where you from? You represent the West Side or the South Side?
Man, don't ask me no shit like that, man.
I want to know.
South Side, baby.
See, you motherfuckers don't answer the phone, man.
You just sit back and you enjoy this show.
That's all I'm doing. I got my popcorn. Something to drink, and I got the Holy Divine rolled up, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, That man won't answer the damn phone.
Look, I want that. I want that. You know what? The next person I want, look, I want Freddie B. and Cushman. Lock that in for Zay Ray. That's what y'all do. Lock that in for Zay Ray. Because these motherfuckers, I let them out. I actually let them out. And this is how they want to repay me? This is how they want to do me?
We gonna get one of them motherfucking Westsiders on the phone. Hold on. We're going to get somebody on this motherfucker.
Man, I beat the hell out of the whole goddamn Westside.
Lord, have mercy. The Westside ain't there. They couldn't pay their phone bill.
Go to 41. If they want me to run that 41, it's going to have to be for $10,000.
Come on, Westside. I need the Westside of Chicago to stand up. What the fuck?
I am the Westside. I got the key to the Westside. I own the Westside now.
That shit
they ain't
crazy.
Beat me.
Man, that shit is a...
Hey, look. Anybody own this motherfucker show from Chicago in front of Westside and y'all beat me, raise your hand. Not one motherfucker ever beat me. I didn't got some money from all of them. And you know what? Let me do this. I forget. I got to thank somebody very special in the drag racing world. I got to thank Big Drag because I bought those carbon nitrous bottles from Big Drag, and he helped me beat the hell out of Leon. Ain't that? That's an oxymoron.
Dang.
I beat the hell out of him with their own bottles.
Hey, Lil Will.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. Hey Ryan, you gonna give a big shout out to your newest teammate, Preacher Boy?
Yeah, Preacher Boy, that's for now, Preacher Boy got diplomatic immunity. You know, Preacher Boy sacrificed a lot. You know, he got on that track and that track was so sticky he almost pulled his goddamn leg out. And Preacher Boy told me, he said, man, look, my damn car was leaking transmission fluid. It was leaking transmission fluid. Preacher Boy say, step on it. I didn't understand what he was saying. He got out there, he stepped on those transmission fluid drops. We moved our car over.
Uh-huh.
And we went down there and baptized that man. See, it was a gap. But see, I thought I was going to gap him like a soul train. You know how you see that train line?
That thing be bouncing.
Uh-huh.
I ain't beat him bad enough. Then his damn drunk brother.
You
want to
beat
the
snot out of
me? I said I don't take money from drunks. His damn drunk brother wanted to bet. I said I don't take money from drunks.
Damn.
I want your money. You're drunk. Now I got a graduation present for his son. I thought his son was gonna be there for. I got a graduation present for him.
Yeah.
And that's
y'all
real motherfuckers
know y'all
could. I do. I got a graduation
y'all
present for him.
Man, I don't know what to say. I'm like Big Sam.
Hey,
I don't even know what to say about this shit.
Lil Will, I want to ask you one question. I know you from Michigan, but, you know, for this race, you're my teammate. Did I do exactly what I said I was going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
You was kind of worried.
A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to bet against you.
Yes, they will.
Now I was just wondering if you going to have the car ready and this and that. I was a little nervous now.
Hey.
I was a little nervous. But you had that
man got on the phone. Look, that man got on the phone, and he told the motherfucker, ain't nobody that's going to be up in the air going to beat him. That car ain't going there going down the track, did it? When I ran him, did it?
No.
I stuck that car down on that weak motherfucker. That was a takedown.
Yeah, right?
I want some more. I ain't done with him.
Where the fuck is that Freddie Main in the mat, man?
Hadden?
We need to
they scared
call
me
him
too.
Again. Call him again, Lil Will. Call him again.
I own
man,
the West
they want to ask.
I'm the leader of the West Side. If y'all want to know, if y'all want to know what's going on out west, y'all call me. I'm the leader of the West Side.
Dang.
President Ryan.
Yeah, I just took the West Side over.
I got to call. Man, this shit ain't right. This guy done took over the whole.
What's wrong about it?
This guy. Well, done,
you mean to
this
tell
guy
me nobody from the West Side got on the show, man? Come on, man.
Where they go? No, I'm gonna ask you something, Zay. What the fuck are they gonna get on here to say? Lock in. You're not gonna say such a thing. Beat the hell out of these people, man. Hey, Zay, did you see a tuna over there with us?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 708-473-502 is not available.
Hey, look.
At the time.
Hey, listen to this shit. He should hire me to be a tuna. I can get that weak motherfucker to go down the damn track. And look, the crazy part about it, we went right out of the rain. I was the first car all weekend that went down that left lane. It wasn't no fucking rubber, no glue on that motherfucker. He thought he was being slick.
Got a point.
Ran out that man life, man.
They say Leon was prepping the track now. They say Leon said,
look,
don't prep my motherfucking lane. Leave my lane to
Listen to this shit. Man, we played that man like a fiddle. We played him like a second fiddle. They was trying to figure out who drove the car. Right? They were trying to figure it out. First, Tate say, man, I'm gonna get in that motherfucking drive. I said, Tate, who will help me tune the car? He said, you got a point. I said, I know what we gonna do. He said, well, I said, we gonna import a motherfucker. I imported him. That boy, look, that young boy got out of that goddamn, he got out of that damn airplane. I had somebody drive him up there. He jumped right into that car. He listened to that goddamn rap music. I asked, that's what you listen to. He said, rap music. I said, what type of rap music? He told me. I said, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you saying he was listening to it on his phone. He was on his phone listening to it.
Yeah. He would listen to it going down the track.
Lord, Hammer. So you tried to put the radio on in the car.
Yeah, he had listened to it down the track. He had it in his ears.
Oh, he had earbuds on.
Yeah, look, that was the first time. Look, the man got off the goddamn airplane. Now, all this is verifiable. He got off the airplane. I had one of my teammates, my pit crew guys, he picked him up from the airport about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Did he stand there with the sign? Did they stand there with the sign, put his name on the sign? And when you come down and stand for the luggage, they say, we're here to pick you up. That's how they did.
It said driver.
Hey, look, listen to this. Look, hold on. Listen to this shit. Listen to this.
Go ahead.
My pit crew guy, he called me. He say, you ain't tell me as a black motherfucker. He said, I'm looking for somebody white to go drive your car. I said, no. He didn't even know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's special ops.
Yeah.
Dang. You're a bad motherfucker now. You flew that man in from another to that motherfucking airport to fuck Leon up.
Hey, Will, you get that number I sent you. Call that number.
Man, ain't nobody answering, Pine. You got to call him from your phone, Pine. That whole motherfucking West Side scared as a motherfucker, man.
I sent you another text message, man, and another number.
Man, I done called every number that y'all done sent me, man. Ain't nobody answering. The West Side is not at home.
Man, I'm talking about that last number I sent you, stupid ass.
They're in church.
I'm training this motherfucking snake. Give me one second.
That motherfucking number I sent you.
Can you just skip on the line, Pine?
Yeah, call that number first.
Okay, let me get back to my desk. You know I'm running the show. Got to pull these guys out.
Hey, is the show officially back going on Sundays or these special shows?
Man,
we're
gonna run it
over the weekend.
Yeah, we probably gonna have to run it. We're gonna have to do it like that.
Special shows, man. Get that. Call that number.
Shows at the race weekend.
The last.
Yeah, if ain't nothing going on, none of you just arguing for nothing. If ain't nothing gonna do but keep on. Tim Hawes gonna get on here and argue. Let me see.
We don't need that.
Oh, let's call. Let's see if he answers, Pine. We on and popping if he answers. Let's see.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Hello?
You're going to like this number. You're going to like this one. Who called after this phone, Brad?
Hello?
What up, Coochie?
He on.
Coochie, what up, baby?
Yo.
Congratulations on your win, man.
Man, Coochie got a lot of damn background.
Going another room.
What's going on?
A motherfucking house party or something?
Yeah, the gambling house.
Hell nah. What's up, my good people?
Man, you sound like y'all partying off show, man.
Sound like y'all partying off Chicago money, Cootie. What's up, baby?
Shit, man. Not much, man. Happy to have a good win, shit. Them boys ain't nothing easy.
Okay.
Hey,
Cootie,
where you taking that car to next, Cootie? Where you taking that car to next? Where you going with that car next?
I know y'all coming to Zay Race June 2nd and 3rd with it, right? Ohio, Mount
Vernon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we coming down there.
But the track, how many wins got
you?
Just one win this weekend or what? We'd love to hire you,
my boy. I can't fuck with you, though. I'm going to say it on the national radio. I cannot fuck with you. I rightfully decline, sir.
Hey,
my baby
Zay. Cootie. Being said, will you give Ryan a rematch if he wanted to run you back?
Yes, sir.
He'll give him a rematch.
Oh, let me make this announcement, too. We will have private testing on Thursday. And it's also no curfew at the track, so we racing all night.
So,
I'm coming to support 100%.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. For sure. We also got Aunt Boney. They coming up, bringing a few cars. I know they bring a stick-up kit, which is all steel, all glass G-body. Yeah, I'm bringing that. We got Tony Boss Bands coming up, bringing a few cars.
Man, Boss is texting. He said he's ready to lock anybody right now.
Yeah, Boss looking for action.
Man, you know we got to get Flop up there, man. How much y'all think it's going to get Flop up
there? Is Aunt Boney going to bring Capital Murder up there?
He said he was bringing a few cars.
Find out if he's going to bring Capital Murder up there. I'll come up there and beat the hell out of him. D-body.
Pine, where you at, Pine? Get him on, Pine. I ain't
got Boney number, Zabo.
We just added two more callers in, y'all. Michael, y'all
Deontay.
Got your hand.
That's called Deontay.
1-6-3-3, your mic is open. And 2-6-6-8. That might be a west side. That might be a west side there. Who is 2-6-6-8? Come on off mute.
What area code?
The Chicago number. It's a Chicago number. Who is 2-6-6-8?
That's me, Lil Will.
Oh, that's Lee. Hey, Lee, they looking for the west side, man. I know you one of the captains over there. What the hell? Where they at? We can't find the west.
I agree.
Huh?
I don't know where they
are.
Should be here.
Man,
should
we can't
be
find
here.
Freddie B. We can't find Freddie, man. We can't find Mr. B. We can't find Three Love.
Hey, Ryan. Real quick question, Brian. Now, when the motherfucker paid off and the motherfucker got paid, now, what was that like?
You know what I'm saying? Because the motherfucker goddamn get on these shows, goddamn be placing bets and shit. I see what you put up on the post, goddamn early, about motherfucker not paying off and shit like that off the $100. What the fuck wrong with these people, man? If you not going to be on shit and about this shit, stop playing. We for real. We about real money, I think. Because if you all this locking in, it's all because it be bullshit though, Ryan. It be bullshit though, bro. You grabbing motherfuckers, man. You grabbing people. Yeah, you got whooped. Okay, cool. You just came out with the car. Yeah, you won one race. Okay, cool. You study trying to grab a motherfucker. The money, man, it's about the money. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers sitting around here putting the fine on them crust velvet seats. Now, that's curse on the move. You did.
You did.
Who is that talking to? Who are they referring to?
That's Church. That's baby there. That's baby.
Church, man.
Who,
hey, Ryan, man, stop it, man. Hey, Ryan, stop it, man. What I'm trying to figure out is this shit. When a motherfucker try to get paid, do they get paid or do they, you know, they walk around the track looking for people? Because, you know, people got big mouths around here.
What you mean?
Well, you know, you place a bet with somebody, you know.
Man, you got everybody on the
hey, hold on, baby. Let me help you out, baby. Hey, Ryan.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Not talking, delivering the message to you, Ryan, but his question is really like, why is it so much slow pay and no pay and these people calling these assholes bitch and stuff like
that?
Y'all have to
know y'all personnel. Y'all got to see. That's why I don't bet everybody. Unless we gonna mess the money up. See, sometimes people don't understand that. They take offense to that. They don't bet with them. How you doing?
Oh.
What's it?
There's a lot. Hey, they say the West Side is a lot of slow pay
West
on the West Side. League. You ever
West
heard
side? That?
No, I don't know nobody that ain't paid. And if they better, they should have paid. And that's it. That's all.
Hey, do they get 24 hours of pay, or do they supposed to pay right away?
I don't
away?
Know. I don't know. I don't get in people's gamble, but. The motherfucking bet, you're supposed to pay. If you lose.
But I'm saying, just say if I'm Cash App, not at the track, right? I'm not at the track, right?
Yeah, put a name on
place a bet. Is it a 24-hour grace period? Zay, answer the question. Or should it be within 5 or 10 minutes? Answer the question then on that, now. Y'all bet a lot more than me. If it's a race, right?
Somebody got background noise.
Man, let me go ahead and mute the mic. I've been waiting to do this forever.
Hey, Lewill.
Let me go ahead and mute. Go ahead.
Listen. Hold on, Lewill. Hey, huh? If they ain't paid, put a name on it. Stop fucking around, man.
Yeah. No, I ain't going to do that. We ain't going to do that. I like to keep wasting your time.
You wasting your time. If you ain't going to put a name on it, shit, you got to put a name on the motherfucker.
I got that. That might be Cootie with all that background noise. Come back. Hey, listen.
Hey,
no, it ain't me, bro. It ain't me. I'm on mute.
If you place a bet, a PayPal bet, a Cash App bet, and the race happens, do you get a 24-hour grace period to think about it? What I mean, how that shit supposed to go? Or do you supposed to pay right away? Because I don't understand.
Put a name on it, man. You're supposed to pay. You're
a lot of guys,
that
a
money.
Lot of guys, a lot of guys
man,
been
well,
slowing
well,
the payment.
Well, let me say this.
Okay.
Depending
okay,
on the relationship
ahead.
You got with that person, some people
yeah,
have the way you just pay them the next time they see you at the track or, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You cash out a motherfucker in 2 seconds. You feel me? It all depends on the relationship.
Hey, Zabel.
What the
Zabel. Hey, Zabel.
Yeah.
Real bullshit, man. He know what the fuck he talking about. Put a name on you, scary motherfucker. You stop doing that.
Put a name on Turk. What your scary ass?
Hey, Lee, so you saying he insinuating on something?
Yeah, he want somebody else.
I've been paid off for a little bit. I've been paid off for a little bit, so I ain't going to worry about it.
He want somebody else to say it for him, man. Motherfucker, ain't nobody doing your work. Say it. Come on with it.
I want to know what he'll do. It's some slow pay around here.
Hey, Will.
I don't understand how this shit go.
I want to know who this shit.
Wonder if he gonna get paid. That's why I don't have no rental houses. Cause I remember you had to go to that motherfucker. Man, I hope this motherfucker got my rent money on the first. I ain't got to go through this shit. I don't like that shit. I hope this motherfucker got my money.
Hey, Will, I can't believe you, man. Put a name on it.
Brother Will.
Nah, I ain't gonna.
It's Cootie.
Go ahead.
Hey, Zay, will Leon be at your race?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I'm going on mute.
Nah, Leon said he ain't coming nowhere.
He said he has to fix his car.
He said he racing at 41 Road 1 in Milan. Martin Milan, 41 in the Grove.
He did say he'd go back to 131, though.
Okay. Why are you asking? 131 down into the fucking August, ain't it?
You got something on your mind, Cootie?
Yeah, I want to give Lonnie a shot.
You was asking about Leon coming up. We got the goddamn boss vines coming over there, Cootie.
I ain't ready for that.
They got Amboni coming up with a couple G bodies.
And Texas crew, they come. I just talked to them guys earlier today. They said they're going to come up.
Rose
and Quan and them.
Yeah, Rose and Quan and them,
guys. Well, I'm definitely going to be there to support,
brother. Oh, yeah. We're going to get it together, man. It's going down for sure. All right, guaranteed.
Hey, Bone.
Sticky as hell.
Yep.
Bone, you coming up to Zay Ray?
That is July, right?
June 2nd and 3rd.
2 weeks.
Okay.
That's Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ohio, right. Yeah,
I'll be there. Somebody was inquiring, are you bringing Capital Murder up?
I don't know about that. I had to get with those guys and see.
That old Ryan said he wasn't part of Capital. Ain't that Ryan? Who said they want from Capital Murder?
Oh, man, something to go shit on. Yeah, squeeze you
up. What the hell that mean?
I done told the man I declined.
Oh, you told him you declined. Okay. Hey,
Bodie, what's y'all plan on bringing up there?
Oh, go ahead.
Do what now, Zay?
What's y'all plan on bringing up? I know you were saying something about
stick-up kids. Sound like Boney in one of them country-ass towns. He can't his phone fucking up.
Yeah, your phone
yeah,
fucking up.
Boney, you got to go on the other side of the street, man.
Your phone was breaking up, Boney.
Hey, yeah, I'm coming out of the country. I'm in that damn lake all day.
Oh, he on the road.
Yeah, leaving the lake.
So you bringing Stick Up Kid and what else, Boney?
Stick Up Kid, I know as of now, and Nunu, possibly, if we get it back fixed.
Okay. Uh-oh, Nunu and Cootie.
I want Capital
That's
Murder.
Good right there.
Hey, Cootie.
I want Capital Murder. That'd be a good one.
Cootie, you want to try Stick Up Kid out, Cootie?
7115, your mic open.
I'm going to check it out. I'll let y'all know here shortly. See. I don't even know what it is.
G-Body. All steel, all glass, nitrous Mustang.
In the name of is Nunu? Or?
Yeah, the name is Nunu. Yep.
Okay. I'll let y'all know something in a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bone. You know you come up here, Pony Boy, it's gonna fuck you up, Bone. You ain't in Macon over there at the Alabama track. You know you come up here, they gonna fuck you right up. Boney, where you go? Who's that 7115 number? That might be a West Side, that's a Chicago number. 7115, come off mute. Who was that?
God damn it. Hey.
All the West Side numbers are forwarded to my phone.
Hey,
man.
Is Boney and them bringing
TikTok? I control the West Side.
Is Boney and them bringing TikTok up?
Many motherfuckers know they got some names for these cars. TikTok, Cash App,
Pick Up Kid, and Nunu. What he said for right now.
Why we ain't get my driver on the phone, man? Where my drive at?
Who you talking about?
Class A driver. I saw him. A little low. Where low been at? Low ain't on the phone, calling my phone 150,000 times. Man, we need to get low on, man.
Zabo, is they bringing Silver Dollar up too?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all got big 10-4. Y'all ain't get 10-4.
Oh,
they come this way.
They bringing Silver Dollar up, Zay?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, Flop.
Flop,
yes,
Flop, it's not 100% confirmed because they just had a race this past weekend, so he said they got to, you know, go over the cop, make sure everything is, you know, everything.
Right. Potentially they may come, though. They are throwing it around.
So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What you say, Lil Will?
Hey, that goddamn Flop said no, sir. That Flop said.
Little Will.
Is it anyway possible?
Y'all done did enough fellowshipping on this motherfucker. Any all-steel, all-glass car in this motherfucking country that fit the all-steel, all-glass rules got action. You give me a date, time, and an amount.
That's my boy.
Why would you come on here and do that to my show? I'm about to mute your mic.
He broke the internet last night.
Hey, Zabo.
Yo.
Is Nunu all-steel, all-glass?
Yes.
Did they bring it up?
Brother
Thomas, did y'all get the
Thomas
driver in the fair car on today?
What the fuck you think you
know? Did y'all get the Thomas driver in the fair car on?
If they bring Nunu up,
Brando, that's a good all steel all glass action.
Yeah, I want that. I don't even know what it looked like. As long as it fit whatever the all steel all glass rules is, I want it.
Right.
I don't know if it's a Ford, a Chevy, a Chrysler. I want it. Don't care about the engine combo. I want it.
Hey, y'all. My boy did damn good this weekend.
Hey, Zabo, we got to work on that, Zabo. If they get it fixed.
Hey, I'll run.
I'll run
any car from the west side of Steph Leroy car.
Now that race is out the way. Oh, yeah. If they get new fixed, Brandon looking for action. All steel, all glass.
Hey, Ryan, I bet you won't knock it off. You knock that nitrous off, we'll beat your motherfucking shit in.
Who is that?
This church. This church.
What off?
If you knock that shit off, if you knock it, listen what I said to you. You said any motherfucker on the west side, if you knock that motherfucking nitrous off, we'll beat your shit in.
He's drunk,
my
man.
Car won't work without Nitro.
Ain't no drunk shit, hello? Motherfucker. We gonna lock the fuck in. Ain't no. Hey, Brian. Hey, all the rest of the peanut gallery. Can y'all please get the fuck out of the way? What you say, Brian?
He said what you knew he was gonna say.
I don't run like that.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. That's what the fuck I thought.
Man, your drunk ass don't sit out.
Hey, man, drunk bitch dick in your mammy mouth, bitch. Who the fuck you is, pussy motherfucker? Stop getting in the motherfucking gamble. That's why ain't no motherfucking racist.
Nobody for the West Side have no problem with me now. I'm y'all leader.
That's right. Tell him, Ryan.
You're
going to be my leader. You never be my. I just like you.
You're going to bend
cool
the knee. Bend the knee.
Hello.
You're
no, you always
been
in here with me.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, we got Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy.
What up, what up? What's going on? What's up?
Hey, Preacher Boy, man. Now, I know you from the West Side, right?
Yeah.
And they said, now, you know it's dangerous over there, man. They said, you turned on your fellow West Side and told a South Side nigga, man, fuck them people up over there. I need you to fuck
hey, man.
Them. You
I'm
helped
a,
them there.
I am an outlaw.
The car.
Let me explain
you're
something to you. Stop it right now. I'm an outlaw.
Okay, go ahead. Go
you
ahead.
Motherfuckers
oh,
on the West Side don't give a fuck about me.
Okay, all right. So you say they don't give a fuck about them, you shouldn't give a fuck. I mean, they don't give a fuck about you, you shouldn't give a fuck about them, huh?
In that order.
I like that. I like that, Preacher Boy. Now, Preacher Boy, when you saw that trans fluid down there, and I saw your lie, you was yelling and laughing, saying, ha, ha, they talk about me cutting off. Look at this motherfucker cutting off. I saw you live, Preacher Boy. It was live now.
Yeah.
That
mean if I did it live, if I did it live, that mean I wasn't hiding.
Yeah, you did it live. You did it live.
Right.
You gotta
and
be
I didn't
careful
sugarcoat it either.
Did I
sugarcoat it? I didn't sugarcoat it.
Damn.
You know, they got a saying. They got a saying, do unto others as they do unto you.
Uh-huh.
So I done what they did to me, it came better to me than they did them. I cut off, I won.
Mm.
They cut off and got an ass whooping.
Now, did you pick up any cheese on that race?
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't even betting. It wasn't even about, hey, listen. I didn't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted them to get their ass whooped, man. I didn't bet $1.
Did you see the look on their face afterward? How were they looking afterward?
Like a wet bag of shit, baby shit.
Oh.
The look, hey, listen, man.
Hey,
the
Freddy,
look alone was
hey, Freddy
priceless.
Nick. Freddie got the back tire.
Oh, my God.
For life.
Lord, that's big perm. I mean, big worm.
Hey, listen
worm
to me,
got
man.
The back tire.
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me, man. I love to see what he did. You know why? I'm going to tell y'all this. Listen to me. You know why I like to see what Ryan did, man? They talk about him like they talk about me. Like we ain't shit. And then we turn out to
man,
be the motherfucking winner.
Hold on, Preacher Boy. Yeah. Somebody on speaker or something, man. Go on mute, man.
I don't know who that is, man. I'm just
out of that goddamn drunk. I got DMX on, y'all. Y'all want to holler at DMX? I got DMX on.
DMX need to be trying to pay them people off, ain't he?
Oh, shit, Preacher Boy.
Well, why are you worried about what the fuck I need to be doing? I already paid him, you weak motherfucker.
Hey, man, because the man was crying. Hey, listen, I hate to see a grown man cry about unnecessary shit, but he was a player about it. You know what? It's a lot of times we fuck up in life, and I know we better men than that. He said, once you fuck up with one person, don't nobody else want to fuck with you. So I didn't want nobody not to want to fuck with you. I love you, DMX. I knew you should have been a better man than that. I know you're a better man than that, DMX. Man, you had a bunch of motherfucking conversations behind closed doors. You did? You sound like a player, not
hey,
a
yeah.
hater.
Hey, now, what's your card? Preacher Boy, what you say you would do to
yes.
Leon? They said somebody text me asking you said you would do something to Leon.
Yes, I did. I said I'd beat the fuck out of him. I didn't sugarcoat it. I talked to that man face to face. How my man said, what Ryan say? Mustache to mustache.
You said you would beat the fuck out of Leon with your white car.
I didn't sugarcoat it. They told me I couldn't play with the truck. So I put something that I know I'm well in control of.
Mm.
Hey, man, listen,
oh.
man. I ain't in no rush. Listen to me, man. I ain't in no rush. You know, I'm going to tell y'all just like this. We can make our mouth stay anytime until that time. Mm-hmm. I'm going fishing. So when I go put my hook in the water, I got a lot of other fish to catch before I knock them off. But beating him is just like beating a nobody anyway. It's like running terrier.
Bang.
Dumb and dumber to me. To me. And I know he hear me, so I ain't sugarcoating it.
You said you'll fuck him up too, huh?
Kid, sooner or later, you got to see me. We got to see each other. Sooner or later.
Uh-huh.
So I know I'm going to get, I know when I run into him, he going to have all his ducks in order when he see me.
Hey.
He have his ducks in order when he see Ryan.
They ain't going to bet nothing. Hey, preacher boy, they ain't going to bet nothing about 3,000. $3,500 at the most. They was talking big cash money shit the night before, talking about they ain't got money problems and all that. Talking about uncles and nephews. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Terrio told me that same lie. Listen, if y'all think I'm lying, I told Terrio he going to stop counting before me. Terrio said, you a lie. Terrio didn't even begin to count when I came.
Hey, prison boy. If he lock you in, we'll help you. Yeah,
uh-oh, y'all in trouble. That's dope.
Enough.
That's dope. That's double trouble. Uh-oh, y'all boys got problems. I got bag up.
Yeah.
And a mess.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
Well, look, you looked out for us. Why wouldn't I do that?
Man,
you looked out. Thank
man,
you.
Man, listen, bro. You welcome. And I enjoyed it. Thanks. Watch this. Thank you. I didn't win a dollar, but you whooped the motherfucker. You whooped the motherfucker I wanted to see whoop.
Bang.
All that motherfucking loud mouth shit cat. Oh man, get the fuck out of here. Tear that ass up.
Yeah.
Hey preacher, well, you think it's safe to walk around the west side, ride around over there seeing all this on the phone? You know these west
man,
side preachers,
the fuck
right?
You
hey,
if you ain't safe, walk some out there and get your boys in line.
Let me explain something to you, bro. I ain't never been afraid of nothing. I got hit by a motherfucking truck.
Hold on,
do you think
hold
a nigga could do
boy.
Something to me?
If it ain't safe, I'll come out there and get those motherfuckers in line, make them bend that knee.
Uh-oh. He talking about putting a nigga over his leg and spanking that ass.
Yeah. I already done spanked somebody on Friday. Hey, don't maybe you take this bet off again.
Dang. That shit is amazing. What a couple months of this.
Well, I got to relock him back in. I ain't beat him bad enough, man.
Hold on, Ryan. Hold on. Hey, listen. Y'all know y'all done really fucked up in the world. You got a motherfucker that's nasty on the west side and a motherfucker that's nasty on the south side, and we done teamed up. Y'all motherfuckers got problems.
Yeah.
I'm an outlaw. I'm an outlaw, and he crazy. Oh, my God. Y'all got issues. Y'all don't know where this shit come from. You got a man. You got a man outside the box that can rent a nigga. And I'm a killer creep, a cripple. I'm a killer cripple. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Look at these people.
Hey, preacher boy.
Hey, I ordered.
Yes.
Hey, I
yes.
ordered that boy off that damn. He got off that damn plane, hop right in the car. I told him, sit in there and see how it feels. You give it a bill. He said.
Hey, he's sitting there, motherfucker.
He
said, feel like butter, baby. He said, feel like butter, baby.
He said, it looked like it feels good. He was around that racetrack, listening to that old young boy music. Yeah. He getting there, did his job. When he come back around, he said, do they want some more? I said, I don't know. I said, we'll go over there and find out. They ran out of money, man. They ran out of money.
Well, listen, it happened. It happened. As long as a nigga tell the truth, when a nigga tell the truth and say, listen, man, I ain't got it, that's understandable. But when a motherfucker perpetrates like they got it, that's a problem. See, I ain't rich, and I damn sure ain't poor. I'm satisfied. Is that a good word to say for me? Because I'm a nobody. I'm satisfied. Damn. Mm. Mm.
Well,
I'm gonna bet what I want on my car. I ain't gonna let another engineer my bet.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't got Tate on all.
Oh yeah.
Hey Tate.
What?
We need to hear from you for the show.
Belinda,
we're not. We need to hear something from you, Tay.
I'm out kicking it, man. I got too much music.
Hey, I got a question to ask you, man. Why didn't he call the motherfucking funeral home and talk to Leon?
I don't know, man. I don't know, bro.
You call all the pallbearers. You call the motherfucker that murdered the man. But you ain't motherfucker called the dead yet. He might arrive.
Now, how the fuck we ain't got on no West Side to get on the phone? I don't understand this.
You called me.
Hey,
I don't understand
hey,
why
hey,
you called me and I was pissing in the casket. I'm the man that was pissing in the casket and you called me.
Hey, look here.
No, you're right.
Did you have the question last week, win, lose, or draw, that they was going to both come on the show, come on the show?
Yeah, you're done with your fool ride.
Leon came on the show for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you did talk to him.
Somebody got a man. Tate on two people line.
Somebody line.
I told you that once before. And we don't want to hear your bitch ass calling this 2500. He's a motherfucker. Since you got help.
Do what?
I heard you got help, motherfucker. We don't want to hear you calling
happy,
this motherfucker.
I'm happy
that you're with me. Motherfucker, you got help.
That ain't got nothing to do with my motherfucking bet, nigga.
I just told you what I said, boy.
You talk to a nigga. Hey, listen. They don't know your M.O.,
bitch. I just told you what the fuck I said, boy.
Hey, man. He better not fuck with that
girl. Bitch motherfucker for a bag.
Listen.
Fish your motherfucking car. But tell him Huggies to fish that motherfucker for you.
You got a race car, bitch.
And I want you to bet to the moon since you got help.
You got a race car, man.
Can you help the man want
hey,
you?
Man.
No, bitch, I got what I want, motherfucker.
Hey, Scrap,
I got
can
what
ask
I
a
want.
Question? Can I ask one question,
Who the fuck is that? Who is that? First of all, who is that?
This,
This is your client.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead talk for us. I'm sorry. Because you know I get turned up when I talk to bitch-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Who got their hands out that look like cups? I get turned up when
Yo, bitch
ass.
Did you
hear
that?
Hey, y'all.
He don't even fuck with your bitch ass. Bitch, he know you a thief. Motherfucker, I done told him. He know your bitch ass a thief.
Man.
He ain't gonna fuck with you.
If I am, I'm a bad.
He don't give your bitch ass a thief.
If I am, I didn't ask for nothing.
You don't give your
motherfucking
ass nothing.
I didn't ask for nothing. He's a bitch.
Bitch, you was over there sucking his dick.
Hey, listen. I can't tell,
they
bitch.
They're
tripping
your bitch ass.
I'm not going to pimp me, bitch, and I'm in charge.
Man, that man don't fuck with you. He don't fuck with motherfucking peasants. That's it.
Hey, why are you on the phone right now? Why you fucking
me? I'm his second lawyer, motherfucker.
Hey, man, you over there tongue-kissing Leon, bitch. That's why you got grabbed now, bitch.
I ain't got tongue-kissed no motherfucker.
A nobody with a nobody.
I bet he'll beat the fuck
you know
out of
you. We'll find out soon, ladies. I can't tell. When, motherfucker? When I get some oil pressure, I'm going to run through y'all, boy. Hey, I'm going to run through y'all ass.
I don't even want to talk to this bitch no more. Where my client at? Let me talk to my client. Let me talk to my client. What you need to do right now?
You need to go there.
Hey, it's just a plan. I'm sorry, I have to get out of town. Just calm down a little bit. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. That little body I bet I could throw it on the ground, motherfucker. Hey, y'all didn't have enough. Didn't that nigga say y'all ran out of money, bitch? Y'all ran out of no time to raise, bitch. I don't know, motherfucker, money. You heard what he said? Y'all ran out. I don't know, fucker, ran out of money.
No, what you say, Rand? Rand, you said they ran out of money. Rand, you said they ran out of money. No goddamn money. He didn't say he ran out of friends. If he didn't run out of money, he ran out of friends.
Hold on.
He must have ran out of help.
This is what I can say. We locked in 1 on 3,000, and I don't know. They didn't want to go above 3,500, but I had bet the nephew just gave me some money. I didn't even bet him. He just gave it to me. I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
He put it in my hand. I don't know what he wanted me to do. He just did some player shit.
He just wanted to fuck around.
Yeah.
He tried to get us to feed.
He just wanted to fuck around. That's all. What's his nephew name? Antoine?
That's Toron. Yeah, that's Toron. He just wanted to fuck with you, man. That's some player shit.
He said, where they at?
He said, I want to go over and congratulate him. I said, they're over there. Is it calling?
Yeah, over there front with the white folks. He didn't get on the phone and call me stupid. See, I normally don't allow people to call me out my name, but I knew that I was going to abuse them. See, nobody never told me to start calling me out my name. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
Y'all know I don't play that, but I allow him to call me out my name. He called me everything under the sun but a child of God. I just took it. I didn't hear all that. He was talking real. Then he talked about Tate so bad. He talked about Tate. He was saying that, but they good friends though.
So I don't get off into that.
Look, they told, hey, look, they had called. I don't know if they called whoever they called. They said some chicken over there, or whoever they had. And I say, man, I'm tired of eating these Subway sandwiches.
I said, I'm gonna go over and give you some chicken. Tate said, you better not go over there. And you know how a kid, tell a kid you better not go over
bogus,
there.
Man. Hey, if that's the case, Tate, come over there and grab all the liquor we had. We could have poisoned this motherfucker.
Hey,
Tate, no, we don't get out of that.
Hey, Ryan.
Tate, no, we don't get out of that.
Yeah.
Tate, no, we don't get out of like that.
Hey, Ryan, do you think Leon heard this when that Regal came by?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this.
Leon
been fucking with me. He been fucking with me for about 4 or 5 months.
Right.
He just been fucking with me. When I get on the phone, he tell me I'm stupid. He going to gap me. I said, I just told him what was the truth. I told him he can't beat me. I don't give a fuck who he had working on that. I was hoping that he had got that tuna that was next to him so I could knock off 2 or 3 people at once. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
for the people that got in the way and they went down with the ship, I'm sorry. You know, I still love y'all. But the people that's against me, fuck y'all. And I want to run. Everybody that's with me, they know who they are. You get what I'm saying? I got some real loud brothers out west. You know, and the rest of them, I'm just going to enslave them. I'm going to enslave the rest of the rest of the ones that want to run me. I'm just going to enslave them. That's all.
Yeah, I'm making my slave.
Do you think he took a lot of innocence?
You know what? When I seen Scrap, I wanted him because I remember Scrap. Scrap told me heart to heart story. He say, Crip told him
yeah,
not to bet his money. I wanted to pull Scrap to the side and say, take your money at that pot. I want to take your money at that pot. So Scrap did on his... Look, I was trying to pull Scrap to the side, walk him out a little bit. Scrap didn't even want to go. I guess he's in my bucket. You know, that's real loyal to them. He real loyal to them.
That guy there. Evidently, he must have heard me on the phone the night before. And goddamn, he come over there, goddamn, rode me around on the golf cart with him. He's trying to sweep me up and all type of shit. Game work. I gave Tate a little juice. He went on by the business. He got his drink. Went on by the business. But y'all rare, man. Y'all got it on. Hey, it just didn't turn out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of other motherfuckers ran with a bag out that race. But, you know, Leon, he got it in him. So he ran it.
I'm going to ask you, why would they would have back at the race?
Because they're scared.
But can I tell you this? Leon told me to go where he wanted me to go. I did that. He told me what time he wanted me to run. I did that. He even told me how much money he wanted to run for. I did that. When we got to the track, I tried to save him. I told him, I said, man, let's let a couple of cars come down through there. That way we know the track going to be good. He said no. You get what I'm saying? So I tried to. Yeah. I told him.
I saw special investigation unit. That's y'all. Both of them y'all cars. I don't runs his own program.
I was trying to. See, this is what I don't want to do. I never want nobody to get hurt or nothing like that. And I knew that it just rained. I'm talking about it was like a storm out there. And I didn't want nobody caught to get wet. My car was covered up like a little baby.
Let me hit you right there.
So I told him I wanted to let the cars go down.
He's unchanged. No, I'm actually look at them things right there.
When he was dragging his friend, Tate was on his ass. You have to come over there. Tate was on that man's ass about that track. He had that bitch on kill. The first two cars down that bitch, that track was on kill. Tate was on his ass.
Tate told me. He's like, we ain't going to let him get away.
Tate was on that big ass, man. That man couldn't even goddamn get the tractor good. Tate down there climbed up in the tractor with the man, goddamn, and he was going to drag that motherfucker. Lord, that brother.
Oh, man, not the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey. I'd like to see y'all get it back to the year.
Hey, look. Tate called me early that morning and said, man, get up, man. I said, why? He said, we got to go shopping.
I had about told me that. Yeah, he said, goddamn, he had you. Goddamn, by goddamn, he spent over a G. He goddamn, all the freight, buying tools and shit.
Yeah.
He said that,
yeah,
dude. He told me, goddamn, buying tools. Yeah, he told me that, dude. I got a chance to ride around with Tate for a little bit. He topped it up.
He told me this is what it takes to do. He said, this one's going to get him right here. Then he got on that computer. He started looking and shit. He said, this right here going to whoop him. He said, this going to go straight. He said, this going to knock your willy out. That motherfucker went right down.
Man.
Sometimes when you listen to people on the phone, they help you out because we got to thank Leon for helping us beat him. See, Leon, he discovered something that we didn't. See, we didn't even notice that to Kyle Williams. Cause we just looking at the damn time ticket. Leon say, ain't nobody go whoop me in the air. Say, well, we gonna take the Willie out of there. He went in that goddamn feud tech box, and he just said hooked the internet up. He gonna do the rest. We hooked that internet up, and man, we went down there, and the car went pretty straight, you know. Except the car was moving around a little bit, got a little quickly on the big end.
That car didn't do no wheel stands or nothing. That boy, yeah,
then we went back.
You weren't gonna lift, going. You weren't gonna lift.
Yeah.
You weren't gonna lift.
Well,
boy, that's crazy. He went on there. It was a race, though.
The start line is the season. Yeah. Because I didn't know it was a big gap down there. I thought I just barely won. You know what I'm saying?
I just throw him around. He rattled the goddamn tires. He moved on, y'all. He just rattled the goddamn tires real good. Y'all have a heat up over there. You have a little heat up.
We got to get one guy on, Ryan. We got to get one guy on. Hey, Jig, come off mute, Jig.
You
need Jig to come off mute.
I saw a disturbing
picture online, but you standing in the hotel room with some Batman pajamas on. What the hell was that, Jig?
Oh yeah, man, Batman, my guy, man. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout out to Jig. They came down there. They did their thing. He got a hella fast G body. I like that G body. Real clean. A black one. He turned on the W. He walked around. Hey, you know that goddamn cigar you were smoking gave me a headache, man.
It gave me a mean headache.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
What are you doing June 23rd, 2023 at 9:00 PM?
I don't know, man. I got our next outing is gonna be Bay's race, so we got to get past that first.
Okay.
That's our next outing. We get past Bay's race, and we do have plans on coming to take race.
Yeah, so you got to get past race. Day race is there somebody on for day race? Day race, day and cut race is what? June 2nd and June 3rd?
June 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah, okay. June 2nd and 3rd. Y'all go check that race out. It's going to be a good race. And then 20 days later, June 23rd, 2023.
Yeah.
We got Tate race down to Steel, Alabama's, and
that's our goal to get down to Tate race. You know, have some fun down there. That's the plan for us to be there.
I want to check that. I want to check that track out. They keep screaming about that track in Ohio. You know,
I
want to check that track out.
Ohio actually got a lot of tracks, man. They got a whole lot of tracks in Ohio.
Oh, man. No,
hey,
not the pacemaker.
Where's they at?
Yeah, I never been there. I never been to that particular track. I think they're
Oh, man, not Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Who's gonna pay for my hotel and my diesel fee to come down there?
Oh, man.
And my driver, I got to fly him from wherever you flew in from.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all pay that.
Y'all got Zabo on? Zabo on here?
Get cut.
I don't know if they and cut on no more.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you know, we got to work out a couple of things and all that, but I think, man, you'd
mm-hmm.
be a good race. Hey,
well, we got to do the same thing. I really don't want to see you right now because we got to do a few things over here ourselves, but we're going to make something happen, Ryan. I promise you that.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you. You know, I'm fresh out the shop, but like I said, we got a few things we got to do, and we're gonna make sure.
I mean, we all in the same boat. We all in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know, you got a hella fat tuna, and he was at the track with you.
Yeah.
So you know, I respect that. You know.
I apologize for letting him come over there near your trailer. I apologize for that.
No. See, that's how Ryan operates. See, Ryan operates. This is how Ryan operates. There's no one going to come over there and exempt. You know how y'all, on y'all check, it say exempt. You know, tax exempt. When you get your W-2 check, it says exempt. Exemption. He's
mm-hmm.
not exempt. See, he needs to know what he walking into. He don't have no free fucking ride. If he ain't ready to be engaged, don't come fucking with me. Yeah. It ain't nothing wrong with it. You get what I'm saying? Because we racing him, too, because he runs y'all cars. He the one tunes y'all cars. He got about 5 or 6 of y'all cars that he tune on. And he had a tuner. See, I would never lie. He's a real good tuner. I ain't never say nothing like that. But you can't walk over to my trailer and just sit there and smile. Is he gay? Huh? Is he gay or something?
Oh, man.
What he's smiling for? That's all you never see. Can he talk? You never see him talk. He just smiles.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the fuck he was smirking at.
Is he gay? Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't call him gay. I just said, is he gay? Because I don't see if there's a smile. I just... And, you know, I looked up, and me and him locked ass. So that's why I looked and said, what the fuck you looking at? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, but you know, like,
I got to go. I'm going to let y'all, I'm going to keep the show going. I got to go do the monkey for the you-know-what in the morning. So I can't stay up all night, but we're going to leave the show going. You know what I'm saying?
Good night, Lil Will. Good night, Lil Will.
I'm gonna let y'all have it now, y'all. The mics is open.
Hello,
don't
Will.
Ask me to open no mic. Go ahead. Y'all want me to open them all up, or what y'all want me to do?
Oh yeah, open all of them. Oh, let them. Hopefully,
go ahead,
guys from the West Side get on here.
Good night,
go ahead,
Will.
Brandon.
Love you, Will. Night night.
Good night,
yeah.
Young boy.
Good night, Lil Will.
Are y'all asleep? I'm gonna still be up. Go ahead and
hey,
give them all,
hey,
they can handle,
hey,
Ryan.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will,
before you go.
Yo.
Hey, Will. I heard somebody say they paid somebody. They're a lying motherfucker. All right, I'm on mute. Good night. We love you.
Good. Don't say BMX.
You wasn't talking about me? You wasn't talking about me.
Ah!
You didn't pay me. You must pay James.
You didn't get paid?
No, he came in and said he paid. When Peter Boy heard him, I was taking my car and putting my stuff up.
How the fuck I ain't paid you and I gave somebody my money?
Oh, man.
Damn.
I'll be over there tomorrow.
He owe me for some oil and shit. If you don't hear, I'll be on it. Set my bottle bracket on the porch. I get that for my money.
Hey. What up, Ryan?
You know what? I had a good time. I was able to, in my Uncle Larry's language, I was able to fellowship. I was out there fellowshipping. I seen some people I ain't seen in a while. I was able to autograph some titties and kiss some babies on the head and all that.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
I got a problem with you.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What I do?
You played mind games with me the other day. You fired me and then you hired me.
What? No,
good.
I didn't.
Lord.
No, I didn't. I look. Before I made that, I had already asked him like.
I got a on your ass now.
Yeah, no, it ain't like that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. What happened.
Hey.
No, and you know, I felt bad. I felt bad because, you know, the stuff was already in the car. I had felt bad behind that one. I ain't gonna lie to you. I felt like I had, you know, like I was dishonest, but I was on the up and up, but it just, they was playing me. You know, they were playing me along, and you know, that's why I ended up having a goddamn nitrous car right now for the game plan. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the fucking game plan.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
For a facility like that, 131 never sold nitrous, did they? They never had nitrous.
No, they just be there selling it. You gotta be always selling it.
I thought they did sell it.
Richard normally brings all the nitrous.
One guy came from
41, brought all the shit out there and was selling nitrous. The guy from 41.
Yeah.
He was out there selling. Wow. Yeah, trailer.
Matter of fact, do they sell nitrous at Zay Race?
I'm not for certain.
Pacemakers.
If they don't, I come down there and sell it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cross all the T's and dot the I's tomorrow. I'm gonna get with both of them and find out.
Home Depot got it.
Selling Nike.
Yeah, I come.
Home Depot got it.
I come down there and sell it. Yeah, I know that y'all gonna.
Man, listen here, man. You draws with your fucking car. Now you wanna sell us Nike? Man, we can't fuck with you like that, right?
Hey, but you want me to tell you something?
Right?
Hold on. You want me to tell you something? You do know if y'all would have ran Thursday, who was going to drive the car?
Who? Brandon?
Yeah, he was going to drive the car. Go beat y'all motherfucking ass. He's going to be called genocide. You know what genocide means, don't you?
Leon
was saying, Brandon, fell off. Oh my! Hey, I went over there. Tate, I said, Tate, is it cool that Brandon drive the car? He said, yeah, Brandon, my guy, go ahead and put him in there. I said, okay. I just want to know.
Yeah, I don't mind. But as well as Tate was driving that car, we looked up and seen Jalen. I said, this motherfucker right here.
He was
never
go driving.
Me to race you. You a bad motherfucker. Import. They said a goddamn the jet broke by Jalen parachute out that bitch and landed right on the starting line. I said this motherfucker got too much money. It's too much.
Hey, look. Tate was gonna drive the motherfucker, but then I was short one man on the pit crew. And then you see I didn't have no tuner, so shit, how many jobs do it was just me, Tate, and Ballhead.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
You need a team with that damn nitrous shit.
Yeah, you need a team. You need some help out there, man.
Huh?
So you definitely need some help.
Yeah. Hey, you know, this
hey,
is... This
hey. Hey, that crew,
hey,
a bad motherfucker.
Hey, Brent.
All my nephews, everybody got a job.
Yo. Hey, look, what do you? How many people you need for a goddamn turbo car?
Man, about two or three.
How many people you need for a nitrous car?
It's just really just me and me and Mike.
Yeah, there's two of y'all over there.
Yeah,
for a nitrous car,
good three man, good three man crew, good three man crew.
Yeah, nice.
Nice three-man crew.
Yeah, but a three-man crew, y'all gonna be tired at the end of the night.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, be tired. He's gonna be tired running around anyway, walking up and down that bitch at his side.
No, but I mean, you just constantly working, cooling the car,
changing the goddamn plug. You don't see
looking
no reason why you working on a car. You can't see no girls. You have to look at video.
Yeah.
You don't see no racing. You don't even get a chance to fucking eat. Motherfucker got to put your food up. If you got a crew out there, they going to eat the shit up.
Look, I was looking for my, that's my park right there. I was looking for my trailer.
Just got to have some good help.
You just got to have some good people. Shit. I go up there and don't even have the fucking trans brake wire pushed in. I forgot to plug it back up. I never take it away. I had somebody else push the car up and...
Man, I want to tell you that, man. Tate didn't even have to go to Red Lobster like that, man.
He put a picture up and said, thanks to Leon, we eat good at his favorite place, Red
Lobster.
Did he have some chocolate chip cookies? Did he have a cookie sitting on the
side?
I was sitting at home, and we were just reflecting on our weekend, and he said, what you doing? I said, I ain't doing too much of nothing. He said it won't be right. He said it won't be official until we go to Red Lobster. I said, okay. He said, meet me on upstairs.
They play real baseball. He said, there you go. Hey, special friend, I want to tell you.
Hey, what's them?
I want to tell
what's
you.
Them
you
down?
Careful. Oh, hold on, Sticky. Can I please talk to my special player?
Hey, Scrap.
He's my special player. I want to let him know to be careful of these motherfucking peasants. That's trying to leech up under him. And I know he'll spot the ass down like flies. But I know he's going to go for that bullshit. You're not going to get no water out of this cooler. So, bitch, don't come over there and ask him. If you're thirsty, he's going to let you drown. You're going to die thirst, bitch. Not going to feed you.
Damn.
Don't come over there, bitch.
How long you been holding that in, Scrap?
Just a little while ago. Now you go ahead. He don't give you shit. You don't ask for a gun. Don't ask for a gun. He don't give you. Don't ask for
it. Man, we drove that motherfucker. Boy, he made us at 3:30 in the goddamn morning.
I had fun like a motherfucker that one day I came up there with y'all, man.
I don't even remember coming through Atlanta and Arbor. I can't even figure how I made it through that. I was drunk asleep, man.
Not to Ann Arbor.
Why do these boys think they can latch up on that motherfucker, think they're your friends? Some people don't fucking think. People don't fucking think.
Lord have mercy.
They know you a thief.
Hey, what's that? Hey, what's those coats they sell? Them damn sweet-ass coats at the dick store. Them damn, what you call them, man? Leon came back and went
after you fucked him up, boy. Me, I was clean as a motherfucker. I said, damn, Lincoln, you came back for Saturday, huh?
Oh,
yeah, one of them $250 coats. It ain't no dick. What the fuck is that coat called?
Ain't a car.
No, not car. What's that favorite brand? He is wearing that. What he wearing?
Oh, fuck no.
It's in a ditch. They sell them in a ditch store. I'm thinking $250. This one out in Nova. They got a whole store right there by the Apple store.
Like the North Face shit.
Yeah, North Face. Leon had a North Face put on, baby. Look at Leon. Yo, that shot with the motherfucker.
Yeah, because the mother boys be wearing knockoff gloves. You know, I got a G on my feet right now. I got a G on, I got 1200 on my feet right now. I walk around on the grass. The mother boy is
in that motherfucker. I took my daughter in there. I picked that coat up. I said, it's so sweet as fuck. It's like a gray one. It's like a wet coat. It's a gray one. North Face. You know, man, I put that bitch up there. $280. I said, shit. I finally put that bitch back. I said, damn.
Be the whore,
it's
sweet, though.
If it's
gray. You're mad at me. You're mad at me. I want to know why. Are you mad at me? I got 800 left around my way. Why you mad at me? Mad at me, bitch. They told me, bitch. Oh, how you doing? Are you mad at me? Don't be mad at me, bitch. Too bad. Damn. You trying to talk to my special client. Bitch, he gonna give you nothing. He'll give you a dime. Bitch, you don't sit in bed and he gonna give you a motherfucking dime. He know you a thief, motherfucker. He know your bitch ass a thief.
Oh, come
y'all
on,
call me. I'm ready to sit beside. I don't wanna talk to you. Laugh and joke. I want to come over here and sit beside. That's all I want to do. That's what I come over here to do. I gamble. Yeah, I gamble. Man ain't going to do shit to me. Nigga going to beat the fuck out that boy again. You going to kill him again for a bag. Like you killed him for a bag last time. Beat the fuck out that nigga. Fuck him. As soon as he fix that junk, you're going to be waiting on this bitch ass. Waiting on him.
Come on, Scrap, don't do that.
That don't get beat the fuck out of him for a bag of year. Fuck about that.
Lord, how much?
Come your bitch ass down to this ass, motherfucker. I want to buy you a drink. If I know you thirsty. Bitch, come down here and look me up and down. I got two horns coming up in here. You're going to see both of them wrapped around me. I bet you can't do that. Can you get one pretty horn wrapped around you? Chink-ass motherfucker. You going to try to rob you.
My.
Talk to me. My special client don't even fuck with people who got short money. I don't even know why you fucking over there by his trailer. You don't fuck with people with short money. You don't even talk to them people.
Now that you've moved back home, I'm
listening
here.
Your
mom is
getting
her
job
to find you a job. Any job.
What you gonna do? Getting over there drinking that bullshit ass Jack Daniel yesterday. You was on your fat mouth. Someone with that horn, she had me tied up like a pretzel. That bitch had me tied up like a pretzel. I came over and got on your bitch ass last night.
Damn.
The boy had me tied up, though. I took boom, kid. She had me tied up. Hell, he's down, savage. Ooh. Yeah, jam-packed out. Performance and precision made possible by electric. Go up in there, bitch, you do up there.
Oh, I'm going to ride now. No, I was thinking you were going to ride. Man, that man don't even fuck with you. Stay away from the trailer, because something come up this week, you're going to break both your arms. Bitch, if something
comes
up this trailer, he going to blame you for it. You're going to break both of your motherfucking arms. I guarantee you that.
Come on.
Did you
come on, Strap.
We would tell you the business is, but you can't business me. Oh, yeah, you can business me. Then what?
Lord, how much?
Fuck that bitch. Talk to all that bitch ass shit last night. Fuck that bitch. I want to go to his ass. Tell your bitch ass off me.
Yo, what up?
What happened after the Randy Moss and Bobby Cole race? Did Bobby do anything else?
Shit, I don't know, Strap. I mean, Flop.
I ain't seen nothing else from that.
Yeah.
You're too fast, bro.
Trying to do my bear report homework.
Oh, okay. I heard that.
Bobby Cole is a killer, though. You know that? Bobby Cole is a straight killer.
Yeah, Bobby Cole on the road.
Killer. They got that.
Okay, I just got a kid. Duran said they knocked the tires off against that boy Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Cole got that thing in order. Got to get him with his team, Pops, man. Jack Gray, you know, little boy.
Yeah.
He's a bad cat, man. Bad cat.
That's Bobby Cole, bad acting.
Yeah. Little Jack Green, his driver. He's a bad cat. They told the secret destroyed.
Yo, what happened on here? What up, Mo? I just got one thing to say. There's a lot of soft motherfuckers in the Brunch game.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of soft-ass motherfuckers, man.
You look at how they shit ready to leave their shit at home. They want to come watch out.
But it's even the motherfuckers that showed up to race. Motherfuckers going to say, I broke my car. I tried to lock them back in for sham race anytime in between. Motherfuckers say, your car sound different. Man, get the fuck out of here.
He's talking about JMS. Yeah,
he's a pussy.
JMS, my friend, now, bitch. JMS, my friend. You know you have one shot, one kill. You got a goalie gun. You know the goalie gun, James Bonham. He got one shot to kill you. That's it.
Yeah, he's a big, bald head pussy.
Damn, Vic. How long you been holding that in, Vic?
I can't say no nasty words for him. I'm going for you.
I paid him his money, and I want to lock his ass back in. He won't go.
I got to kill him, bro. But he's my friend. Three of them go kill him. I might not even show up. They're going to kill him with Leon. I might not even be there. They're going to kill him, though. Yeah, my friends.
She's gonna
be looking for somebody else, giving me her. They gonna look for somebody else. They kill that boy at 5 or 6 o'clock. They gonna look for somebody else. But don't they? They gonna give me that motherfucker. They probably been there put 3-4 runs on it. And then I do bust round.
But just get your money on fuck out money and then one race you scrap. What's wrong?
Yeah, it's fucked up. No surprises, Jim. I think you said his car wasn't acting right. He seemed like it.
move around and just fucking around.
You got time to fix it?
Dig out the hood.
You got time to fix it?
That's what they told me. They say, dig out the hood, try to do good. Mr.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
not bad. I'm just quoting from another great man. Mr. B said, y'all don't get mad at me. Mr. B said that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I work on my own car. My transmission broke, but it's all good. It'll be fixed tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I think you have it in order to put. You fucking be tired.
I just wanted to get back up there.
Right, what's going on out here? So I feel like this guy too, I can assist the coach who are preparing game plans. You know, can I get off the speed up? Good Lord. I guess everybody go on there. Let's get off this bitch.
Sound like you're throwing
it, bro. Yeah, I ain't got nobody who can holler with. That wasn't looking
out. Right.
Fuck
you.
Bitch, I won't go.
Need to get baby drunk ass back.
Who showed this here? Hey, what's going on? You might want to hang this bitch up. He just
baby show.
You say his baby show.
You might want to hang this bitch up.
The drunk show.
Hey, man, what's wrong with baby? Keep talking about Kevin Wesley, man.
That motherfucker say, yeah, we're going to run you on the motor. He say, all right. Hey, he say, we're going to run you on the motor. Ryan say, okay, fuck it, we'll do that. He said, okay, I'm going to let you know about it. I'm going to let you know. Drunk,
you fucking
bitch.
With Ryan? Man,
yeah,
and
Ryan.
Man, that was a publicity
and
stuff.
Ryan told him, I said, get your dumb drunk ass off this phone. Bitch told me to go pay my life.
That's all right. Hey. I see that was the weakest motherfucker on the west side to whoop through people. And I go, damn, when he got no business under him.
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Why you sitting over there in the dog with the camera, man?
Hey, Kimo, that bitch told me,
no,
he said, motherfucker, why you all in my business? You need to go pay your life bill.
No, that was... You just finally paid it off, so I keep talking about it no more. You finally paid off. Black Friday, he should have took his goddamn 2 years to pay, but he paid. Black had to pay
what?
It off for him. He just said,
damn. Miracles do happen.
Black went over there and paid it off for him.
Damn.
He just said, that's what teammates do, though.
That motherfucker baby said, man, go pay your motherfucking life bill, man.
I heard you told that quarantine, though. That was a badass hot rod. Let's go black and fix it back. Yeah.
Hey, Scrap, if that's what teammates do, then go on, bro, house team. I need to see if they know my cash yet.
All clap. All clap.
Hey,
clap.
Hey, clap.
Yeah.
Brandon, that's the driver. Call Brandon.
Okay. Nah, like when I go over on Big House Team, we all old school, so we don't got that on our phone.
Walmart ain't closed now.
Hey,
Flop.
Hey, Flop, we ain't got
on.
That on our phone,
hey,
man.
Hey, Scrap. I ain't heard of Western Union in 15 years, man.
Yeah, he got the Western Union in 10
years.
Yeah. A buddy grab. Your money grab.
Money grab.
That was that shit to me when I was down in Mississippi doing Hurricane Katrina. The motherfucker on Western Union to be a money grab. I said, shit, y'all wasting time. Ain't no way around here to pick it up. Pick it with me and run out of money. Shit. Y'all sending me all this money. What the fuck? Where am I getting it from? They sent me so much money, I couldn't even pick it up. They done froze all our shit. Our shit stuck in the bank. We down in Mississippi. Man, my family members, that motherfucker started sending me money. I done got money sent from 7 or 8 motherfuckers. 7, 800, a G. 1,500. I said, shit, where am I getting all this money up from? Shit. Y'all done sent me goddamn down there 2,000. I can't pick this shit up. Shit, I gotta drive goddamn 4 hours to get the money. I might as well come back home. Shit, by the time I come, I drive somewhere to get the money, I'm halfway home. I just told, man, y'all stop sending me money. Shit, please, stop sending me. I can't even get the goddamn money. Doing Hurricane Katrina. We stuck down there with no lights. We had no lights for about a week. About a week. We had that generator, though. Had that motherfucking generator, goddamn. Took that bitch up to the crib, goddamn. That bitch was running, goddamn. All day and all night. That motherfucker cut off. That bitch cut off in the middle of the night. Run out of gas. We fill that motherfucker back up. About 6, 7 in the morning, fill it back up with gas. That bitch running all day again. They cut the lights back on. They won't pull it down south. Hell no. Oh, no toast down south. Oh, none of that.
I'm back.
Uh-oh, they're going to leave.
You were talking about
these motherfuckers talking about what they're going to do to you. They say you're going to ride, dude. Why they don't do it? They say you're going to ride. You're going to run. Why they ain't running? They're lying. They're fucking running all this goddamn time now with the UP. You see a motherfucker out there, you're having some problems now since you're all cool and run. I hate them bitch ass niggas like that, man. I don't know what
to do. Hey, Scott. Hey, Bob, dude. Bang, bang, go around, come around. It's all good.
Yeah, look at that boo. We're going to put that bull on his ass again. We're going to put that bull on his ass again. We got that motherfucker sitting over there cocked and loaded waiting on him. We're going to put that bull on his ass. That motherfucker looks just like him. Matter of fact, it looks better than him. That bull on his ass. No chilling. What he's gonna do to me. Think he ain't gonna do nothing to me. He'll be fucked up. Fucked up like he got fucked up before. I just say by again, I was going to say this. They got a big crowd up in here. Shit, this motherfucker crowd loaded. They don't sit there. I'm dressed up. I might well go on up in here. Fuck off. Find me a club. I might even out downtown.
Oh, man. You still on the phone? Okay. Yeah, the real show still on. I'm quiet. And Bobby must have hung up. Bobby must have hung up. Got tired of seeing all the lies. He hung up. I hang up to it. They ain't saying shit. Captain hung up.
Blakey, I'm here.
Shit, it, man, it's over. It's dead. He ran out of telling lies, huh?
Yeah.
You will get quiet.
You know, the race over with now. Hey, you the race over with now. Everybody a bad motherfucker again.
Yeah, yeah. He's a pussy cat all the weekend, and then the race over, and now he's turned back tough.
Yeah, I was so tired. Feel like I drove from down south somewhere.
Huh?
Fuck. I said, feel like I drove from down south.
I got home. I got in the bed about 9, 10 o'clock last night. But I slept 11 o'clock today. I had work to do. I got them doing my work. At that time, ordered some food. I was going to eat some Popeye, but she already ordered some food from Red Lobster. Poor ass niggas killed that Red Lobster and then went away.
I put all my shit in the shop. I have an open trailer. I bagged the whole trailer of the truck in that bitch.
Mm-hmm. I did just all
over the day. Me too. I just finished. I just got here. Just got to the house.
I did that today. I got all that shit done today.
Yep, good morning.
Put brakes on a car, wash the car, clean it all up.
See what I got going on. I'm leaking down in the morning. I'm get there early. I ain't getting no plugs, though. You know that? Might have had some air in the nitrous. Somebody topped that bottle off. I hate getting nitrous from people. It was taking a long time, I kept telling him. I said, that thing pumping air, man? I don't know any pump that much.
Hey, when them other, when they tank get low, don't pump that again, because he ain't pumping them air.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what he did, pump some air in it. It popped, it backfired. But I know it did it one time before. I got some bold nice, you know, a bottle full of air. Bust my burst tile on that guy. Fuck. I'll leak that motherfucker in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, you all right. That little back caught up. That was a break.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just leak it. I just leak it.
They don't like to check it, but I don't think we had nothing really. No, I think that just probably a bad bottle of nitrous.
Yeah, because I couldn't get none. Some guys today, they were still racing, so. Everybody wouldn't give me no one.
I had some full bottles up in that trailer.
I did, but, I mean, I put one of the bottles I had in quarantine and ran skip, and we didn't fill it back up. I took them all to Miley and got them filled up. Oh, man. I filled them up in Miley when I was out there. Because I knew it was going to be no nitrous out there, so I said, let me fill all my bottles up. All
right.
Hey, how much nitrous did I pound? How much that shit is?
Miley wants $7.50. I filled up at night. They want $7.50 at Miley. Anybody else wants $10? Yeah, Miley. I called out there.
I gave
him $7.50.
I
took them all out there. $9. Yeah, they want $10. Right, I know.
Everybody else wants $14.
$10 a pound.
Who was selling it to Shaq? To Shaq was?
Nobody.
No, it's a couple guys that they sold tape some and jig a couple, but they said they weren't going to film them all because they were still in the shootout. It was some guys down there, that guy with that Nick Cootie with that that purple Mustang. He had some. He sold a few pounds because he had three cylinders. So he was like, and then that one guy was selling some over there.
That's stupid. Why wasn't Track out of this shit? I know last time 41 sent.
Yeah, 41 came out. He made some money, too.
Yeah, they didn't have nobody to come up there now. Probably, Billy probably didn't want to come. You know fucking, what's the name who owns the Style Connection? You know he ain't gonna come. Shit. He ain't gonna come up there trying to say no shit.
But that's the whole point of selling it. Flip it back. You're supposed to flip it, man. Flip that shit.
Yeah, somebody said it in the head, right? Should have had. I thought the Track always had them.
No, 131 ain't never sold. They don't even got a speed shot.
Well, I know Tim Regan brought it up there. Billy said Tim up there with clubs.
Yeah, Tim Regan.
He had gas.
Yeah, he had all that shit.
Yeah, he had nitrous. He had everything. Billy said Tim up there loaded.
He bought that trailer.
Yep.
He bought that trailer.
Let's see. Let's say Billy, the new owners of Chicago Condition. Adam, he chased that street outlaw shit. He probably ain't got time, you know, to nobody up there like that. They ain't got nobody. Billy ain't going to do it, probably. There's no damn way his brother ain't going to do it. That's bread that hell do you want?
He's trying to get me about 4 or 5 cylinders to go to Track 41. Mm-hmm. Two pumps, Mike. I do it.
So I need to sell it. If 41 don't have it, you don't have a bunch of gas, plugs, everything. I got a lot. They see you 41 gonna have it. They got a whole booth with that shit.
I'm gonna take mine as a big. I gotta get up tomorrow. So about camp jumpers. We motherfucker wanna jump on another motherfucker camp. You ain't been fucking with a guy, I was saying you fucking with a motherfucker. Bitch ass nigga, see me. Bullshit. Suck a dick.
Hey, when you got nothing else to do, Scott, you ain't got nothing else. That's what you do. You just jump around.
Yeah, but the people you're jumping around don't even fuck with you. They don't even fuck with you. People don't even fuck with you. You just waste time over there. They looking at your dumb ass like, look at them. I want to kill them. They want to beat the fuck out you. Man, I want to whoop your ass. I want to whoop your ass. Scared, though. Scared. You a bit to me. Scared. Motherfucker. Scared your ass, bitch. No, kill me. I'm sorry. I'll let you kill my motherfucker to bow down. No, kill me. No, kill me. Yeah, Leon, we just sit that bitch up. We just sit that motherfucker up.
Hey, Scott. All that man got to do is get him out there. I ain't gonna be up on the phone talking about you walking in. You got to be up there. You said too much time on the phone. Fix your car. Go tell them, give them a moment.
Yeah, they gonna fix it sooner or later. They gonna fix it sooner. You gotta wait on them to fix it, bro. You gotta wait on them to fix it.
that's the way.
Where everybody at, man?
I don't know, man. Trick or treat or something.